B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Shame. Shame. Shame.
We got two shows. We have the first 2 hours and the second 2 hours. All right, because I'm not tone deaf to what's going on. So it would be quite odd for me to come in screaming, "Good morning, mother fathers." No, I can't do that because I know that there are two. I know what's going on in your mind right now, so I can't do that yet. Now, here's what we're going to do. The first hour and a half, all right? We'll do the first show up until about 11:30-ish. And then right around lunchtime, we're going to get into Super Sixer mode. So I'll start with the good news. I read the Shams report. I saw, and of course, Woj corrected him and said that, yes, he's listed as out right now, but there's still a chance that that changes. Yesterday, I was told that they believe he plays. I checked this morning, and they said he should play. And of course, he is the phantom of the process, who holds all of our hopes and dreams. So I believe and I'm hoping that they are right and he will play. And I'll tell you this, knowing Joel, this is the perfect moment for him. He's going to put on the cape and he's going to play. And if he plays, I think they win. But that's for coming up when we get crazy about tonight's game, hyped up, Super Sixer, because we will get Super Sixered up tonight, Chunas. We will. Chunas will not be speaking much today because he is in deep, deep, dark depression. And I'm going to try to get it out of him. But last night's Phillies game, are you bleeping me? Seriously. Are you bleeping kidding me? Are you kidding me that they lost that game? I mean, I got to tell you. There are losses. Now, again, I don't react to May losses. All right, it's baseball. What happens in April, May, June? It doesn't really matter. What matters is September. Like, you're going to go into the playoffs, as long as you're going to make the playoffs. But all that said, that was one of the worst losses in regular season, maybe ever. It was the opposite of the victory against the Mets. The opposite. I can't believe that they lost that game. Now, I want to know where you were and how you were handled it. Because I let me tell you, so I have the kids downstairs. We're watching the game. And next thing you know, 7-1, it's 8th inning. I'm looking at the clock. All right, boys, bedtime. We go up to bed. I check the score, and it's 7-4. Or 7-3. And then 7-4. Wow, come on. So now I got to go. Pull me back in. I got to watch it. So I'm off the downstairs, and I'm like, should I go back there now? Let me just watch it up here on the iPad. I watch it upstairs on the iPad, and I see it. And I'm awestruck. Are you kidding me? We went up at 7-1. and you're going to lose this game? And the manager sits there like a mook. Like a mook without any answers. None. No answers. I mean, that's a devastating loss. Now, I know, again, it's May, but that sort of victory for the Mets, that energizes them. That completely gets them going. And now you got Scherzer going tonight, and now, you know, what are the odds? They're going to hit him twice. They hit him Sunday night. Are they going to hit him again tonight? That's if they play. What a wretched, wretched loss. So between suffering through the first two games of this series, between Sixers and Heat, watching the NHL just be great without the Flyers, and then this team, which is, jeez, you lose two in a row to Texas, and then you can lose it at, you lose the lead like that. Oh, God. So, forgive poor Tunis. He's in deep, dark depression. Good morning, my brother.
What's good about it? I'm wearing all black today. Last night, my love of sports died. And could get resurrected,
okay,
for all we know.
Don't be too dramatic.
It could be resurrected.
You don't need to get too dramatic.
No, my love of sports
Your
died
love
yesterday.
Of sports did not die.
No, it died yesterday. I had to watch the freaking Mets come from bound 7-1. Come on, man. No, I don't care.
Your love of sports
did not. I don't care anymore because I don't like sports anymore.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
done.
Right,
I retired. I am officially retiring from
sports. You can't retire before the end of the playoffs.
Well.
You got to admit, listen, playoffs trump May baseball.
Yeah, the playoffs where my team's down 2-0, and until I see the masked wonder on the court. Like, I'm sitting here.
I'm telling you, he's going to play.
Listen, I believe you. But until I see him step on that damn court with the mask, the Phantom mask, oh, what am I going to, like, I'm just sitting here depressed.
He's going to show up. The crowd's going to get nuts.
The only team I'm repping is the Union today. The only team that damn wins with any consistency in this town. So that's why I'm dressed in black. Shorts are black. Socks are black. Underwear's blue, but that's how I'm feeling. So
mood's black.
Yeah. You know. I'm like Ben Simmons. I got the hood up because I'm trying to hide from the world. I am what I am. It is what it is, Ant.
You cannot retire. Not yet.
7-1.
There's way too much. You have experience.
I had.
Come on.
I had a glimpse of happiness last night. They're beating up on the Mets. I'm like,
the
yes.
Bats come out to play, man. How about it? They were swinging early.
This is what
they
I was looking for. Harper, it's a home run.
Dude, they put up a
almost reached center city.
In the first inning.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Harper, it's a home run to, you know, 14th and Market. You know, it's a bomb.
14th and Market.
Broad and Market.
Yeah, don't say 14th.
Okay.
That's not a Philadelphia thing.
Broad, whatever.
Nobody says 14th.
I don't, honestly, dude, I don't care right now. There's nothing that I'm.
I got to try to, I'm trying to help you, dude.
You know, so.
I'm trying to help you.
It's 15th and Market, and you know, great. And they lose. They lose 7-1. And Joe Girardi, it's as if he had the Mets money line and didn't care. He's just. I watched the post game press conference on NBC.
Dude, he's a mook.
That's a bad loss. Yeah,
dude, he's a bad loss. You should play it.
Yeah,
because he's a mook. That's what he is.
I don't need him gripping the microphone and saying, "If this team doesn't turn things around,"
we already know it's baseball, and you don't light yourself on fire. I understand it. However. You got to show pulse. You got to. I don't even understand half the things he does.
No, neither do I. And so, you know, you bring in the slop arm to try to, you know, let's get this guy some confidence.
By the way,
bang, bang.
Nola pitched really well.
Yeah, wasted that. I give him a lot of credit, Aaron Nola, as a man who's been very critical of Nola.
God forbid you leave him in longer.
Yeah, well, just like Wheeler the other night, 78 pitches.
I mean, you know.
Don't keep him out there either.
This. I just don't even understand it. I'm looking around baseball. Other guys are going, you know, pitching around 100 pitches.
Yeah, no, not our squad. And of course, it was my least favorite team in all of sports, the New York Mets, more so than the hated Dallas Cowboys.
I got a tweet from Mr. Med, a DM. Where you at, cuz?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to take
How'd you
a
like
bat.
That last night,
I want to take a bat to Mr. Met.
Mr. Met. He goes by Mr. Met.
I want to hit that freaking fat baseball head of his over the, you know, over the wall. No. Hey, go ahead. Talk all the crap you want. Good for you. You came from behind 7-1. You scored 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning. And some of it was with 2 outs. You know, I got to watch Odubel still not know how to track a damn fly ball. He can't throw. My man didn't reach the mound.
Dude.
He didn't reach the mound with that throw home.
Dude, he would have been better rolling it like it was a freaking bowling ball.
See, I retired.
You did retire because you can't retire off of a May game.
Jordan came back. So
it's a May. Everybody comes back.
Yeah.
But you can't retire. That's a wrong tack to take. Trust me.
Hey, we all cope our own ways.
But it's a May. It's still a May loss.
Yeah, May loss to the Mets, who have now taken, 5 of 7 against you?
I hear you, dude.
And there's three more games this series?
I can do the math. I hear you. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. You thought I was in a bad way yesterday.
You are in a terrible, terrible. I don't think I've seen you like this.
No.
And you've become just a gargoyle.
Yes, I have. That might be my only way to cope, man.
My God, Andrew, I got to strip you of the Chewis tag.
Yeah, call me whatever you want.
Andy. I'll just go Andy.
That's fine.
Go Andy.
And call me this.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
I don't care. Bring it on.
Dude, listen to me. All kidding aside.
Go Union.
I hear you. Listen to me. We got a big game tonight. Big game.
Yeah, huge.
All right. He's going to play. Listen, all I'm going to tell you is this. From people that know the situation, do you think he's going to play tonight? My question. Answer, yes. All right. Now, barring some sort of setback, he's going.
Okay.
He goes, they can win.
They should win, yes.
And not for nothing. The minute he shows his face with the mask, you don't think this crowd's going to go get nuts? You don't think this crowd is going to be juiced up?
Oh, they're going to go crazy. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere if he plays. I just need to see it, man. Like right now, I'm just
here. He's going to play.
Here I am.
He's going to play.
Well, that's part He's two of the show today, you said.
I know, but but if this is the first to add 2 hours of the show, I can't take it. I'm ready to jump out a window now.
I'm sorry. My man Clayton yesterday, get the negativity off the air. How? What am I supposed to do?
Okay. All right.
The Phillies lost 7-1 lead.
Okay. All right. It's May. All right. Things happen right. You of all people should know about regular season baseball and about the length of the season.
I also know that most recently, MLB teams were 0-684 when trailing by 6 runs in final inning before Mets stunned Phillies.
Yeah, I saw it too.
I also know that.
You don't need a number like that to quantify how bad it was. The real question is, how long does Girardi survive?
I don't know, lunchtime? Like, I'm not a scream, this guy should be fired, dude, but there is no reason for him to still be employed. No reason. What has he done? Nothing. I gave him credit last year for them finishing above 500 for the first time.
And I'll tell you, I agree with you. Listen, I'm one, I never fire anybody during the season, let alone this early. But he is completely he couldn't inspire anybody.
No, there's no life. There's absolutely no life.
And he's just back like he's just a mook.
Yeah.
In every way. And by the way, it's going to sound stupid, right? Because I think you with this group, you should go interim guy like a Boa. Like go completely opposite. And just for the rest of the year, just bring him in. You're going to go Dusty, probably.
Yeah, I'm a I'm a I'm curious to see what Watson's like.
But here's the thing. You get Bo with a shake, you can bring some life in it. Fire him up a little bit. He's still got it.
He's still around, too.
He is. And he's still got it. Like, he's got it. He's with it. He's got everything. You know, you got to do something. You got to shake it up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is
either that or make Castellanos the player manager.
Right. Yeah,
because
exactly.
He's the only one who's got any life.
Dude, I was listening to the morning show today, and Jamie just brought up, you know, I think it was a linchpin or one of those segments. And Jamie brought up, how crazy is it that pedigree coach Alain Vigneault, pedigree manager Joe Girardi, and pedigree coach Doc Rivers could all be gone within a 12-month span?
Well, the Doc Rivers and Joe Girardi thing is amazing.
Yeah.
Because they mirror one another. They do. They completely. We're excited for both of them.
Yeah.
And I know the Clipper fans warned us and the Yankee fans warned us.
Yeah, and they both only won what? One time.
With very good teams.
Right. Doc Rivers had an all-time team with that Boston Celtics squad. The Joe Girardi led the Yankees. You know, you kind of luck into a World Series if you're a manager of the Yankees.
Yes.
And he did.
Yes.
And, of course, it was against the Phillies.
But I can't understand it. Like, I just don't even understand what happened. Like, I still go, wow, what a night. Like, you know, it was a fun game. They were rocking the ball, the whole thing.
Harper, like, his swing came in yesterday, right? He ropes the double down the line, hits the ball where it was pitched, then he hits the moonshot home run. I'm like, all right, the MVP's back here. It's great. Nola looked great yesterday. And then I told you in the car ride this morning, because this is how low I am right now. It was 7-3. And Pete Alonso hits the double.
Yeah.
And I was feeding the baby.
Yeah.
Christy was exhausted. She was making her way up to bed. And I said to Christy, by the way, you see that score? They're going to lose. And she was like, no, you're just a hater. I got to sit down. They're going to lose. And sure enough, they lost 8-7. And her jaw was on the floor. I was like, yep.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I did not even when it was 7-4. I did not think they were going to lose.
That's the Negadelphian coming out of me, I guess.
Like, I didn't. Like, you correctly foresaw it. I didn't. I did not think that they were going to lose. I didn't. I didn't believe it. I honestly didn't believe it.
That's just how things are going right now.
I know. I don't know how they lose. You lost both games to
the Rangers
in Texas.
Yeah.
They stink.
They're terrible.
They stink.
But maybe the Phillies stink.
No, they don't stink. Listen, those bats are too good. Dude, the bats are too good. And the pitching hasn't been bad. Like, the starting pitching hasn't been bad. And they have had those moments where the pitching's been good, no bats.
Yeah.
Bats good.
That was Wheeler the other night. 78 pitches.
Like, you even the bullpen has had times where it's looked decent.
Yeah.
So
till last night.
It's not adjoining. At some point, it will adjoin.
Hopefully when they're not, like, 9 games out of first place.
Well, I mean, you can't be looking like that now. It's too early. All right, we got lots to do. Listen, we'll give you that cathartic kind of first hour and a half. And then I got to change the tone of the show. I got to do it. I got to change it. And I got to look forward to tonight because I believe he's playing. I believe Joel Embiid is going to play. And if he plays, then we got a chance, okay? We got a chance if he plays. So the second half of the show, no more Wallow Phillies, all right? We got to get excited for the playoffs. That's it. This could be because if they lose tonight, it's over, and I want to at least try to have a little fun. Oh, no. The Gruss walked by.
Yeah, that's an omen.
That's a bad omen. He's a devil.
And he's Mr. Celtic.
I know. It's a bad omen.
A bad omen.
He's walking by again. Shoot him, Chunas.
No,
shoot that guy.
It doesn't bother me. I retired.
I need somebody. I wish maybe can I get Chuck to do it? Does Chuck have a in him? Can he shoot him?
I don't think Chuck has it in him. Chuck's too good.
He's a nice guy. He's too nice. Shoot him, Chuck. I can't have Grossman walk by the window on game day. He's the devil. All right. Let me tell you about the Baxter. Ooh.
Put me in it.
No.
Go for it.
I'm not putting you
in
the Baxter.
I'm probably deserving.
No, you're not. First of all, how can I put you in the Baxter when I dine to put Girardi in the Baxter?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Joe Girardi, come on down. You've been summoned to the Baxter. After your another listless performance, watch your team blow a 7-1 lead. Get in the Baxter, Joe.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10:30. Let me ask you a question. Do you like the malted balls?
Yeah. Yes. I don't mind a malted ball. No.
So there's a bag of these robin's eggs.
Yeah.
Right? The malted balls. So we have a whole conversation. They're tasty, right? Like, Coach, the bro is a beer guy, but no, he's out on the malt.
Wow, okay.
Now, if you just isolate the malt, forget about the chocolate or the candy shell. You're a beer guy. The malt is still the malt, no? That's my question to you.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't know. But I would assume that the malt taste is the malt in the malted balls.
Well, how about I'll get us a 40, and then we'll taste the robin egg, and then take a sip of the 40.
Dude, the malt.
You've been talking about how you wanted a beer today, so.
Dude, I would be down with a 40. I don't know how that's going to work with my. We're going to do a new show next week, if my condition continues. You didn't know who Hunter S. Thompson was.
Yeah, no.
Because you know how that hurts me?
I'm sorry.
I love you, dude.
Yeah, I love you, too.
You got to know who Hunter S. Thompson is.
No.
I'm like, I've done you wrong.
So you're like a utility player off a bench?
Not Hollis Thompson. He's not a process player. He's one of the greatest writers.
That would be a fun game. Process player or author?
He started what they call gonzo journalism.
Ah.
Which you have no idea what that is.
No.
God, what am I going to do? So he inserted himself in the story.
Okay.
And he wrote about things that were with him in the story.
Ah, so it's kind of like In Cold Blood. Truman Capote.
Okay.
Are you surprised?
Right. Well, I'm glad you know Truman Capote.
Thank you.
The difference is, though, Hunter S. Thompson was high all the time.
Oh, okay. So
well, that's my point. I figured he was high, drunk, like in some state of inebriation.
Okay.
And in fact, I read this on the air. The bro should have remembered this. I read this on the air about Hunter S. Thompson's daily routine. You want to hear it real quick because it's worth it.
Yeah, what do we
get? It was in the story. Where was it? It was actually in a book about Hunter Thompson. He wake up at 3 p.m.
Okay.
3:05, he did a little shivis, all right, with the paper and a Dunhill cigarette.
All right.
3:45, a little cocaine.
Oh, just a little, yeah.
3:50, another glass of Chivas, and a Dunhill. 4:05, his first cup of coffee and a smoke. 4:15
coffee probably relaxed them after the after the coke.
4:15 more cocaine. 4:16 a little orange juice and smoke
to wash it down. Yeah.
4:30 cocaine. 4:54 cocaine. 5:05 cocaine. 5:11 coffee with another smoke. 5:30 more ice in the shivis. 5:45 cocaine. 6:00 a little weed to take the edge off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Figures.
7:05 he would be at the Woody Creek Tavern for lunch. Here's his lunch. Heineken, 2 margaritas, 2 cheeseburgers.
Oh, nice.
2 orders of fries.
Well, the weed will do that to you.
A plate of tomatoes, coleslaw, a taco salad, a double order of onion rings, carrot cake, ice cream, bean fritter, smoke, another Heineken, cocaine, and for the ride home, a snow cone. All right? In which he poured 3 or 4 jiggers of Chivas.
The snow cone is the most overrated item.
No, ever. Well, if you add scotch to it.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
And then you go.
When did he work? This.
Hold on.
This author.
This is going on. 9 p.m. cocaine. 10 p.m. drops acid. 11 p.m. chartreuse, cocaine, weed. 11:30 cocaine. Midnight. Hunter ready to write.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Just is routine leading up to it.
Yes. And 12:05 to 6 a.m. chartreuse, cocaine, weed, shivas, coffee, Heineken, clove cigarettes, grapefruit, Dunhill cigarettes, orange juice, gin.
He needs the vitamin C, yeah.
Right. And at, he would call it quits at 6 a.m. and he would have, this is unbelievable. He'd be in a hot tub, he'd have champagne, Dove bars, and fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, because he's, you know, end of a long day of work, you know, he's got to treat himself.
You got to be kidding me. That's a real story, Hunter S. Thompson.
That's good for him.
So now, man. Look, that's your lesson. I told you all about Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, to try to do that for a day?
I was going to say, though, he used to do things like he went to big fights. He went to the Kentucky Derby. He said all kinds of incredible stuff, you know, about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. But he would have these crazy, you know, things happen and write about them.
Well, now that I'm retired from sports, I'll check in on this stuff and
so I just
more.
Saying I was going to say that we could do the sports radio version of Hunter S. Thompson.
That sounds good.
If my pain continues, and you already have, you're stricken with pain, Philly's
yeah,
pain.
You know.
Philly's pain would make you want to do stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Last night was just like, what the hell? 7-1 blown. I just have read that stat. Teams were 0-684. When trailing by 6 runs in the 9th inning.
Yeah.
But no. It happens here. Just like the land of 10,000 losses.
Yeah.
The land of 7-1 blown leads in the 9th inning.
And it is the land of torture.
Yes.
Sports torture. Because even... Like,
bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Think about it. Now, I believe that we are just pawns. And the game, you know, the gods just love... bleeping with us.
Yeah, we're living in the Truman Show, man.
They love messing with us. They just do. You know, they're just looking down. Well, let's see what else we can do to torture these people. I know. We'll break Joel's orbital bone. We already did that one. Oh, let's do it again.
Yeah, they laughed. They're like, it's just,
we got to do it again.
They won't see
that's
this
what the
coming.
Gods are saying. Let's break his orbital bone. Break his orbital bone? We already did that. Don't you remember? Oh, let's do it again. Let's do it.
But wait, we already
MMA
we
tackle already the gods.
We already somewhat tore the ligament in his thumb. Should we just completely tear it?
Nah, let him play.
Bone.
Let's see when the man. I like it with that mask on. These are the conversation of the gods.
Yeah.
Every day, in fact, we have to. There's going to be the conversation of the gods. Okay.
All right.
Because they're going to think about new ways how they can freaking torture us. Okay. So mark that down there, Tunis.
Sounds good.
I'll come up with it at 6:00 in the morning and from the hot tub with champagne and fettuccine Alfredo. Ben,
nice.
You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Benny.
Cuz, Tunis, it's Slippin' Benny.
Slippin' Benny! Hello, Slippin' Benny.
I'm calling in early today. I'm just a little premature, but I'm too excited about tonight. You guys know how that goes sometimes.
I appreciate that, cause I'm glad you do. You're saving me. You know that.
This,
I got to work with him all day. I'm gonna go see the bridge.
Tunis, you got to snap out of it, man. I love you, but
I'm trying.
You got to snap out of it. Listen, this morning talk's been riveting so far, and I can tell you, if we win tonight with Embiid coming back, or honestly, if we lose for the other reason, I'll be on the Hunter S. Thompson diet all weekend this week.
Yeah, yeah, I'm down. Let's go visit Hunter, the soul of Hunter.
Here's what I got to say. I think he's playing tonight. I was saying it yesterday, too. They had to list him for it yesterday. He's going to come back. He's going to come back with the mask tonight. I'll be down at the Wells Fargo Center. Got great seats tonight on the floor. I'll be there for hitting the
mask. Benny, Slippin' Benny, that's strong, man.
I didn't get him, but like.
Oh, you zotzed out.
See, that's a bad sign. He's excited. And
I know.
And the call dropped.
Okay, that's the gods interfering again. Zzz. Slippin' Benny's on the line. He's cheering him up. Kill that call. Send waves to his cell phone to kill the call. Bleep you gods! We'll give Anthony more pain. Tunis is already lost.
Yeah, I'm gone, man.
That's the conversation of the gods.
I'm not even Tunis anymore.
Nah.
I'm Drew.
Ew. You know, nobody ever called you Drew, right?
Like somebody definitely did, but it didn't stick.
Yeah, you're not a Drew.
I'm not a Drew.
You're more of an Andrew than a Drew.
Yeah, but no, I'm Drew now.
More, you know, I would go Andy more than I go Drew.
Yeah, that's what Bobby calls me.
But you really are a Tunis. That's what you are.
Yeah, well, not today.
You're a Tunis or a Tunis, as
a lot of people say.
Which I still don't even understand. Even my father calls you Tunis. I'm like, it's CH.
I've been texted Tunis.
I know you have. Tell Tunis, I'm like, it's Tunis, like choo-choo.
It's right behind you. You're watching on YouTube.
Right. But it's funny, a lot of people say the Tunis. Tell the Tunis.
So that means they think my last name is Sal Tunis.
Well, I don't think they, you know, again, we know it's a playoff of Tunis, C-I-A-U-N-I-S, but.
Close enough.
Or whatever. I know it, by the way.
I know.
But I got to write it down.
Well, I don't even have that anymore. I'm Drew Sal. I don't even know what my last name is.
Oh, my God. You
now.
Were Andy Sal? That's horrible. Like, when you're a country singer, you would have been big with Tom in Alabama. Tommy.
Andy Sal.
What's up, Tommy?
Yo, man. What's the story?
What's going on, Tom?
Not much, man. Brutal would be an understatement, man. I watched
the whole
deal unfold last night, man. And I'm here to tell you that it's hard to damn do to let the Mets get their second no-hitter in their history, whether it be combined, and then four days later, you know, blow a six-run lead. And the deal is, man, I told you, Ant, a couple weeks ago that I had seen enough of this analytically driven brainwash Jizrul who needs to be gone.
Well, that's a great use of the word Jizrul.
You know, it's just, the thing is, like what Schwarber the other night, he's not taking the bullet for nobody. When it was 7-3, and I had my sources tell me that he went to his notepad and looked at the word Niebuhr. Let me ask you, how can you mismanage after, and they talk about Nola, they've been dogging this dude for years, myself included, and then 7 innings, 3 hits, one run, I think it was 101 pitches. What about if you bring him out for the eighth, but even the guy who puts them down 1-2-3 in the eighth, what about just trying to bring him out for the ninth? It's all analytics. The dude's been brainwashed. I made a statement. I thought we were all right when we got this guy in. I never would have believed. I mean, you know, I thought Dusty Baker, yeah, I just thought Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker would have been a hell of a lot better than this moosh. But push me and I'll go in. I mean, it's a joke, and the money he's making, and it's time to cut ties. It's not.
I know. I mean, the minute he saw 100 pitches, there was no way he was sending it back out. No way.
Man,
you know, God forbid. Ooh, God forbid you could send him out and try to get a quick inning. Like, you know, whatever. I mean, he's going to tell you, well, look, it's early in the season, and if our bullpen can't hold the 7-1 lead, then we deserve to lose. I mean, that's what he's going to tell you. I agree with you. The analytics is just so overdone. I get it.
It's a dirty word.
Yeah, but guess what, dude? Forget about that now. It's May. We got a big game tonight. The Phantom of the Process is going to play. Judas, give it to me. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Not the scary music? No. Well, I wanted the Bourne. Yes. Thank you, Tommy.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh! No! I want to hear from Joel! Not Glenn.
I used to suck. I used to be ass.
Why are you playing that drop?
It's a funny one.
Am I serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want riveting Joe. Not funny Joe. I want him, he's coming out with the mask on to save the cape. He's got a cape on tonight. Come on, man. You know Joel's got the cape on tonight.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Come on, I trust him, Joe. I trust you, Joe.
Man, I'm trying to be dumb, man.
Yes, you are, Joe.
And the referees suck.
Man, the man's coming out tonight. Come on, Judas, believe. He's coming out tonight.
Trust the process.
It's all about it, Judas. You can't lose faith now. Not down 2-0. It's the darkest time. And you got a freaking superhero on your side. Mask and all, man. It's perfectly fitting. Actually, it's a great story.
Sorry for cussing.
He's basketball's born.
First of all, he's a nobody.
See that? They bleep you, Jimmy. I'm coming to get you, Jimmy.
Jimmy did say that Embiid should win MVP.
I know he did. Jimmy loves the Joe.
Yeah, they're boys.
Yeah, Jimmy loves Joe. Bam's shooting 103% for the field.
There was, oh my God, somebody put, right? I forget who
no,
put
seriously,
it out.
Like 90%. Are you kidding
against
me?
Against DeAndre Jordan, he's shooting 90%.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And that doesn't trigger something to the coach's mind. Oh, wow. This guy is unplayable.
Yeah, I, you know.
Unplayable! 90%!
I know. But
my point is
when Joel comes back, think about it. That stops. He comes in and he ends that. Bam goes back to the perimeter. Nobody wants a piece of the big man in the middle. Come on, Junis, you come with me, man. You know I'm speaking gospel to you.
Gospel? The gospel against the sports gods hate us. What gospel are we speaking? The ones where we get crapped on at the end?
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. I got to get the freaking zapper and zap your sorry ass. Bill in West Philly. Billy.
Happening, cuz.
Yo, Bill. What's up, brother? tell that Tunis. He don't even know Hunter S. Thompson. He's killing me, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. In all seriousness, that schedule that you just read out loud
yes.
ruined. Generations of writers. Just the same way that Ornette Coleman's free jazz ruined generations of musicians. A lot of writers decided, oh, all I have to do is take drugs.
Yeah.
And then I'll be great.
Yeah.
And just let it rip and I'll be great. And then one of the secrets about Hunter S. Thompson is not only is he an excellent writer, he was a reporter. He was a journalist. He went out and actually did the work of gathering stories before
well,
he
that's why,
running,
exactly.
running his mouth.
Exactly. You know, we talk about Gonzo journalism and how it all began and that whole verse of storytelling, which is, put it this way. I'm doing a story today. I'm working on a project.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the projects involves the NSA. Okay. So, you know, what do I know about the NSA? Like, I could make up some kind of something trite.
Right.
But
right.
that would be bad. So,
yeah.
being a journalist, I'm speaking to somebody next week who
yeah,
is
right.
an agent, right? Who will
that's
tell
right.
me all about the inner world, how it would be real. And again,
yeah,
it's fiction.
Right.
So, but it would have to be real. So that's That's the basis, and I agree with you. Now, you throw a few scotches and a bottle of champagne in a hot tub with some fettuccine Alfredo, I mean, and a bone, I mean, you know, you're not going wrong.
I tell you what, all that would have made that Phillies game go down a little easier.
You got that right, dude.
Hey, let me riff on these Phillies for a second. The immutable law of the universe is garbage in, garbage out. When you start with trash, you're going to end up with trash. And the sort of corollary to that is when you see an enterprise that keeps spewing out garbage, that means there's garbage going in someplace. And I know it's not the players. And this is the thing that's so frustrating about the Phillies over the post, you know, over the last 10 years. They keep bringing in decent players, and they keep spitting out garbage.
Yes.
And so somewhere is a pump full of trash just getting pumped into that organization. And it's so deep, because let me tell you when I started thinking, okay, they're going to lose this game. I started thinking they're going to lose this game in the first inning when they scored four runs.
No, you did not. Billy. No, I believe you. Listen, I believe you, but that's awful.
And this is where I'm at with the Phillies. I think I told you, there was a game last year where they blew three saves in one game. They blew, remember this game? They blew three saves in one game.
I
called you afterwards, and I told you, they took something from me that night, and they still haven't given it back. You know, and it's, and you know, Girardi is part of it, you know, but there's something deeper in that organization that's
I hear you.
Garbage.
It's built on a landfill.
And here's the thing that I left that game. You know, like I said, I saw them score runs. I was like, this is the kind of game. I said to my wife, this is the kind of game they lose 12-5. You know, and then we cruised along and it was okay. But then I started to get bad feelings again when Ricky Botalico started chortling. Oh, this is going to be a fun post game live. And I heard, I think it was T-Mac said, isn't it great to not hear any Let's Go Mets chants? That was in like the seventh inning. And I was thinking to myself, this game ain't over. We're going to hear some Let's Go Mets chants before this is all over. And we did. And I said,
wow. I got to go, Bill. I got to go. What do you mean? You and him are simpatico today. And you should be Let's Shoot yourself. I'm trying to keep it together. And you're giving me Hell's Music, which is good. But, you know. But it's already on Hell. So you play Metallica.
Pantera.
Not Pantera, Smith.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio with the Chunas. And I know people are still down. The Phillies' loss to the Mets was a kick in the teeth, right? Not only, look, you lose a 6-1 lead in the ninth, 7-1 lead in the ninth, then, you know, that's ugly. That's bad, right? But when you lose a 7-1 lead in the ninth at home to the Mets, that's downright cruel.
Who've already been punking you this year. And, oh, by the way, there's no way they bounce back today.
I mean, that's cruel. Well, I don't think they're going to play today because of the weather. But.
Well, that might be the only hope.
You can't give me room for rain.
I'm about to start doing rain dances.
Well, it's working. It's already out there. But, again, you got to think about this for a second. You know, not for nothing. Trust me on this. As bad as it is, and look, I know we're down about the whole lot, all right? I know it. But I need you to forget the Phillies right now. I mean, you want to get off your chest, get off your chest. But I need you to forget that loss. It's a bad loss. I get it. Girardi's
a huge loss.
Girardi's half a mook. I get it.
He said they played good eight good innings of baseball.
I know. What you going to say, dude? You know, that's what he does. He's not going to turn into Torrey, who, by the way, was a chill guy, too, but
when he needed it.
Right. could summon it.
When does Joe summon it?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's May. I can't worry about him just now. I got a game.
Why do
a
I have to watch game. Roman Quinn on this team still?
I know.
Why?
I was laughing, right?
Roman Quinn is back.
When they traded, I was like, are you kidding me? Roman Quinn? You would have I know Mossimo's got a way better arm.
Yeah, I would think so.
I know all my Heat kids. Bryce and Blake, RJ.
But why are we doing this? Why are we back?
Brody. All got it.
Why are we back?
Jack. All my Heat kids. They all got better arms.
Yeah.
Logan.
I haven't even seen him, and I believe you. We got Roman Quinn back.
I know. Speaking of Little League, this is how bad the sports gods are bleeping with me. All right?
They're messing with your Little League, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, he's got a game. Mossball's got a game last night. The rec game. Nothing big. Not like it's the Heat. It's the rec game. So, dude, if I told you, I can't move, you know, so I have a hard time moving. Like, the pain, and then after a long day yesterday, and I have so much pain medicine you can take, right? So I'm sitting there, and I take him to the game. All I want to do is be up, like, on the couch and not move. I take him to the game, and I go, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here, all right? I'm going to sit here and just sit in the car, all right? And still. It's a wreck, whatever. So it turns out he starts pitching. And I usually like to watch his pitching because I go over it with him, right? And he pitched well, whatever. Did good. He was proud of him. So my buddy Ramon, all right, his son RJ was playing with us last night with Coach Warren. And he goes, I'm talking to him because I go, how'd he look? Good. He's telling the whole story. He goes, oh, he's at bat right now. I said, oh, yeah. I said, do me a favor, be Scott Fransky for me. So Ramon, who played football at Rutgers, he's like 6'5", 290, like a, brick. He starts going, all right, man. And he starts doing his Fransky. Mouse is at the plate, blah, blah, blah.
The 1-0.
And how about he hits a rocket, right? He goes, oh, my God. He hits a rocket to the fence. And he's going to second. He's going to third. He's coming home safe.
Wow.
Inside the park, home run.
That's awesome.
Right? And Ramon does the whole bit. And I'm going, mother father, I watch every stinking pitch of every game. And the one game I can't move, I sit in the freaking car. I missed pitch 2 innings. And he hits an inside the park home run.
Oh, man, you did something. What did you do?
And so then now, listen, what am I going to do? I got to go. Now, it's always on the other side of the freaking field.
Of course.
Right? So I gimp out because I got to get there because I got to congratulate him.
Listen,
I work with the kid constantly. I'm over him and I constantly. Andy with football and Monster with baseball. But I'm with Monster constantly. Work with him, yelling at him,
And so fishing.
Yes. So I got to at least go there and give him the hug. Like, I'm proud of you, dude.
Nice.
So I can't pull with a frig over there. He was jacked.
I'm sure.
Like, he was pumped up.
He's peacocking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because Coach Warren was coaching third because I can't coach. I was in a car. So Coach Warren's there. He goes, dude, come over here. He goes, I didn't get a chance to give you props. And then all of a sudden he was cool. Like, oh, okay. He goes, that's your first home run. He went, no, it's not. He goes, nah. I go, you remember that one, Daddy? I go, dude, that was BP. That doesn't count, man.
Come on. This one goes in the stat sheet.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah, but I missed it.
You missed it. Dude, did you do something?
So I don't know.
Then yesterday, you have to repent something?
Well, I think it's a repent. But you said something to me yesterday. You know, you're the sleuth. Now, I don't know if this is it, but all this stuff that was going on, I had a million tests. So now he thinks it's this herniated disc and a pinched nerve. So then I started realizing, remember I was in that car accident?
Yeah.
You said it to me. You remember you were in that car accident? You told me that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yeah, I didn't even think of it. Because it was in January.
Right.
Is it possible that a couple months later it appears? Because I was fine up until the other day. And I didn't do anything.
It's a good question.
It wasn't like I was, you know, doing anything crazy. I don't know. No, I don't want any more info. You want more info? Go ahead. Give me your thought.
We don't have to do it.
No, I mean, you know, I just gave you my morning thought.
All right. I'll just read this tweet. My man Ray Dunn.
Yo, Ray Dunn.
Just graduated from TU Temple. Congratulations, Ray. He put out a tweet last night at 11:03 p.m., and it was a screenshot of a previous tweet that he put out on April the 28th. The tweet on April the 28th was, "Vibes are too high on this app right now. I'm very suspicious of what's next." Because this was after the Sixers won Game 6 and the first round of the draft was great. So he had the wherewithal to be like, all right, there's too many good things happening right now.
Okay.
He then tweeted last night, since this tweet, Phillies are 1-5. Tonight happened. And Embiid's face is broken. Sixers are down 2-0. He had the wherewithal to not get too excited.
Dude, you know, here's the thing. All right, now here's my lesson for you. Do you live your life in fear of the next bad thing to happen? Because if you expect bad things will happen.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia.
But if it's like you're wishing on them. You can't do that. Listen, I'm not all full disclosure. Friday, we were high. I was over the moon. All right, I get it. He's not wrong. It was that draft. It was that game 6. I felt great. I did. But if you are not, if you're going to live your life, there was a part of me that went, wait on the next shoe drops. I'm trying to get rid of that mentality. The mentality doesn't work.
Okay.
You got to speak positivity in the universe. You got to feed the universe. That's the only way you can vanquish that kind of bad luck. You feed the universe with good things.
Emotional intelligence.
I'm telling you, Tunis. It's the way, man. Follow me, Tunis. So we're about to turn the corner and get hyped for the game.
Should I get, like, rebaptized? During this show? No, I'm serious.
You want to be a jerk off?
No, all right. Look at me. I'm miserable.
All right.
We got the sink in there.
All right. Go ahead. Be that guy. All right, Andrew. You do you. Let me get to Georgie. George, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, George.
Yo, cuz.
Hello, Georgie.
Yo, Tunis. Come on, man. Come on.
Tell him.
Yo, is he playing it? Is he going to play?
I hear yes.
Listen, JoJo, if you can hear me, we need you. Come on, man.
We need you.
This is
put
Philly
on the cape.
Man.
Yes.
This is Philly, and if we go down, we go down all hands on deck, and we go down swinging. I'm like, this is game 7 tonight. It's a must win. We need you. And you know what? I'm calling out every soul. Every soul down at that Wells Fargo tonight, you got to be on your feet because we need all of you. We need all of you. I want a timeout on the floor.
I love you.
I can't hear anything.
I love you, George. Time out, Miami.
Come on, man. This is it.
Give me bells, Tunis. Give me bells.
We need you. You know what Joe's song I want to hear is?
What do you want to hear?
Song I want to hear.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear the fun. Yeah, it is. There it is. You read my mind.
Damn right.
You read my mind.
That's right.
The final bell. This is it. This is it. Come on, man.
This is our last stand tonight. It, game 3. The last stand against Miami. And there's no way Joel's not going to play.
JoJo, we need you, man.
That's
we
it.
Need you. We need you.
George,
all right,
I need you to keep that going all day, man, all right?
Here we go.
All right, good man. Good man. Come on, that felt good. Tunis, admit it, Andrew.
Felt good.
Admit it, Andrew. It felt good. Dominic, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic Dom.
Hey, guys. How are you? First-time caller. Just want to say I love your show.
Thanks, Dom. Welcome, my brother.
You're welcome. I'll make this quick. I'm an old head. I'm over 65.
Okay.
Field, 1968. Chants would arise from the crowd. Joe must go. Joe must go.
Oh, Joe Kahar.
A banner fly over being pulled by a plane. Joe must go.
It's awesome.
Already got to go. I'll give you my point. I'll hang up and let you
go. You don't have to hang up. Yeah, I love it. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, besides the fact that he took Enola out last night and that he took Wheeler out the other night, Kyle Schwarber should never be a leadoff hitter. He's got a career batting average of .235. He's hitting .198 now. I mean, it's common sense. And just one more thing I want to say, God bless Dallas Green. I wish he could come back and kick some ass.
So you know what's funny? I thought about that, Dominic. Uh-huh. It's like the perfect, because Girardi's such a mook. Like, they need somebody to come in with a little life, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And all I kept thinking about is, so that parallel, and you know who the obvious choice is, Boa.
Yeah. I don't know if it would work, but it's got to be better than Girardi.
And listen, Boa's mellowed enough to know he gets along with today's players. He's a youthful dude. He can relate to them.
Dallas Green.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would do it. I know it sounds like you're going back in the past, that blah, 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 but I would do it. I think he's the perfect tonic, you know? Yeah. I like it, Dom.
I don't think they will, but I wish they would.
They won't. No, there's no way, but I'm with you, Dom. Thanks, buddy. He would be the perfect tonic. You admit, listen, I'm not giving you the Flyers. Go back and make, you know, Rich Sutter the coach, right?
There's all the talk.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, let's do it all over again. Come on, man.
Takayaki.
Come on, man.
I'm down with Target.
Hey. I'm not. Let's do something different for a change.
Who are you going to get? Yves Saint Laurent. Is that who you want? Pierre Cardin?
Yeah, I'll get Joe Schmo at this point, as long as he's outside of the Flyer family.
He was.
Oh, man.
Give Doc some love. Anyway, I'm not giving you that. But Boa, in a weird way, for just an interim kind of thing, would make sense.
Yeah. Listen, you're not going to go out on a coaching search if you
fire
Girardi.
Right, and I'm just saying, you just, you know, you go, listen, there's a, like, he... We have a problem sometimes with older people. We feel like we don't appreciate their wisdom enough. I do believe that. We don't appreciate it enough. Listen, I think the greatest thing ever is when you have a mix of old and young together.
I agree.
Working together. Because I think that makes magic.
And working together is the key, not just, oh, he's here.
Exactly. But seriously, like, I think, like, what the youth does is bring new ideas and bring youthful energy. And that's beautiful. That's a tonic, right? What the old dude has is savvy, right, foresight, and knowledge. So if you marry the two, you have something special. I don't think it'd be a bad idea if you're going to make the move. I don't know. I probably doubt it. But if they were ever going to make a move on Girardi, that you went with a guy like Boa, just for the, I'm not saying, you know, for the next 5 years. I'm just saying you go Bo.
Yeah, see,
and you breathe some life.
Scrap anything out of the rest of the
because
season.
I think he is, listen, we know him very well. He's not a guy that is like an old head who's just barking.
Right.
He's not Jim Leland smoking cigarettes and get out of here, kid. No, he's not. Boa will give you that. He's youthful. He's helpful. Like he's mellowed in the right spots. That's my own point. So if you're going to go that route.
I take Jim Leland too, though, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I would.
I just don't even understand. See, Girardi, I
was so excited when they hired him.
I know.
Man.
Who was more lucky? Girardi or Doc?
I'd go Girardi because it was the Yankees.
Right.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, the Doc's the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
cool. Yeah. He's not only that. And this, yeah, by the way, Nikki from Collinsville came up with this. It's a great discussion. It's true. The parallels are amazing, right? Doc's coaching Boston.
Well, yeah, and he's
coaching Garnett, Pierce, and Allen. All right.
Wasn't the Celtics title 08, 09?
Yeah, probably same time.
Which was that?
Did they win it the same year? Go look.
The Boston Celtics, the 2008 NBA Finals.
Was it 8-9 or 7-8?
7-8. Okay.
Okay, but
so
still.
They were 7-8, and then the
year apart.
Yankees were 0-9.
The year apart. Those two are the same guy. It's Doc Girardi. It's the same dude. So are we surprised that Girardi blows a 7-1 lead?
I shouldn't be.
I'm sorry. That's easy.
I shouldn't be, man. But here we are. Another day. And you dropped that line right before show number 2 starts.
Well, it was just an easy, cheap line to drop, but it was apropos. All right, listen. Here's the deal. Coming up, we're going to get you set. Kentucky Derby's tomorrow. And we got an insider who's down at the Derby, Churchill Downs, the good Girardi, Dick Girardi.
So Dick.
We're going with the good Girardi. Will join us next to give you how to bet the Derby. And then we start Sixer Silly Show, man. We're going to get pumped up for the game.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, guys, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. Hey, don't forget Fanatic Fridays on the day, on our Fridays. By the way, here we go. Here's Shams. Mr. Late to the Party, tweet, Joel Embiid has cleared concussion protocols. Dealing with orbital fracture and a torn ligament in his thumb, Embiid is doing everything possible to be available in Game 3 tonight. Okay?
All right.
Okay?
I like that.
That's your boy. But when I tell you the freaking guy's going to play yesterday... You didn't believe me.
I never said I didn't believe it. I don't even believe
him. I'm just saying.
I don't believe it until I see him on the court.
Listen, he's playing. Get nuts. He's playing. Fanatic Fridays presented by Pumpman. Oh, PumpmanPhilly.com. Yeah, need a water pump expert for your facility for 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement. Count on Pumpman Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. Told you. Telling you. He's playing. He's going to play. Now let me go to Churchill Downs. Because tomorrow is in the Kentucky Derby. And back where he belongs. Yes, my friends, the good Girardi. He's the Girardi we can trust. In Churchill Downs, formerly the Daily News, Parks Racing. Dick Girardi. Hello, good Girardi.
You're saying I haven't blown any 6-run leads at the top of the ninth lately, Anthony, so you still like me? Is that the deal?
Well, I'll always love you. You mean a lot to me. We go way back, and you have helped me, and you were one of my OGs in many ways. So, and you're also, you spell your name differently than this manager. So you are the good Girardi. He, of course, is the bad Girardi.
Yeah. Hello. Not good last night, right?
Oh, my God. Dick, are you kidding me? You fall to the mats of all teams. You play, and they have no emotion. And he sits there like a mook.
Yep. Man, that was pathetic. Even by Philly standards.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Sports history.
Give me something. My Lord. All right, I got it. After the Kentucky Derby and the Oaks, after all that, I got to get your Sixers take real quick, all right? And please, give me, I need something, dude. I can't take it anymore, all right? So I need something positive. First, you're back at your stomping ground.
Yes, I am.
What's it like?
It's cool. I've been 31 years in a row for the Daily News. Loved every minute of it. Greatest place on earth to work, as you know, if you're a sports writer, was just no better spot. And then when I stopped full-time at the end of 2017, I haven't been back for 5 years, so I am back. Get to see a lot of my old friends, showing some of my new friends around that had never been here before. So, yeah, it's really cool, and everybody needs to get here once in their life. It's just a scene right out of Americana. It's always the same time of year, except 2 years ago when it wasn't. But yeah, first Saturday in May, 100,000 people today for the Oaks, 150,000 tomorrow for the Derby.
Wow. Oh, man. I mean, that's amazing. You always told me about the scene at the Derby. Everybody dialed up, you know, and then you have people, the private jets flying in the morning one by one. Like, you know, pigeons coming down.
My favorite are the people that come in the morning, Anthony, that, you know, just hang out for the race. And then they're in Vegas for, like, the championship fight that night. And there are people that I've seen at both. I don't know if there is a fight this year, but...
There always used to be. The Derby and the fight was what?
Yep.
Wasn't that Jordan? Didn't Jordan do that?
Oh, God, yeah. Brady
but Charles? I think Charles probably did it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no question. Yeah, that's what they did. Because that's who they are.
Yeah.
They do these things.
Hey, God bless. I would do it if I had the means. I would be doing that too. So, to get the means, now today's the Oaks. Now, have you sussed out any winners today?
I like nest in the Oaks today. N-E-S-T, just like it sounds, like a bird's nest. Trained by Todd Fletcher, loved her last race. I think she's going to run tremendous today.
Which race is that?
That is the Kentucky Oaks.
Okay. That's number for those scoring at home?
I'm driving at the moment.
Okay.
I'm on the track, and I'm trying not to have an accident.
Don't do that. Yeah. No problem. In the Kentucky Oaks race, they can figure it out.
I
nest.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now tomorrow, you're amazing at this because you know what I love is like, you know, in sports vernacular, it's game script, right? It's how do you think the game is going to be played? And that kind of gets you to the final score and kind of gets you what could happen. So in horse parlance, it's how the race is going to be run. And you suss it out. You're amazing.
Exactly. You got to get it in. You got in your mind. You have to get a picture of who's going to be where at various points of the race, and then which horses will that help? Which horses will that hurt? And then put all that together to try to come up with the final solution. You know, what's the exacta? What's the trifecta? Who do you like to win? What's the best way to frame your bets? How do you bet? All that kind of stuff. But yeah, if you can't get a picture of how the race is going to be run, I generally don't bet because that, to me, is the single most important part of it.
So, that said, how do you believe this Kentucky Derby will be run? First of all, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
I think we're good. We're going to get a little bit of rain mid-afternoon today, maybe into this evening, maybe even overnight. But no rain, I think, after maybe 6 or 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the track should be certainly fast. first post time here is 10:30 on tomorrow, but the Derby doesn't go off till 7 o'clock. I'm sure they'll have the track pass way before that.
All right, so the big question is, how will it be run?
So what I'm hoping is, and when you're watching it tomorrow on NBC, look for number three, Epicenter. If I'm right, he's going to be in the top three or four as they hit the finish line the first time. That's a quarter mile into the race for about 23 seconds. If he's in that position, or even further up, if he's in front, now that would be the perfect scenario. That would be great. But just get him in the top four, and then at some point, Joel Rosario, the jockey, makes a move, hopefully on the far turn, opens up a couple legs, and here come my exacta horses, of which I'll have several for second, maybe some trifecta horses for third.
Any other, like, long shot type of things? You throw any couple horses out there that, you know, that people could fill it out with Epicenter?
Simplification is one of my long shots at 20-25-1. And Crown Pride, the Japanese horse, he's listed at 20-1, Anthony. I think given the buzz around him down here this week, he's probably going to go off at less than that. But he was sensational in his final workout Wednesday morning, which I got a chance to see.
Ooh, I like that. That's good stuff right there. See, that's why you're the great Girardi. You're the good Girardi, the one we love, not the bad Girardi. Live in Churchill Downs, not at Citizens Bank Park.
No, I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to stay away from baseball managing anytime soon. I'm not qualified, and I'm starting to wonder if Joe is either, given what's going on there.
I tell you, I think you are qualified, but that's just another thing. Hey, I know you're really qualified. You're a great basketball man, too. So tonight's game three, Sixers Heat. I hear the big man's going to play. So I want you to handicap this. Now, remember, I don't know what you think, but the first two games, if Embiid plays, I think at worst is a split. I think Adebayo is not going to camp out in the paint and have that kind of success in a low block with Embiid there. What are you kind of looking at for the Sixers if Embiid, who I think is going to play, does play?
Well, so if he plays, then the question is, what kind of physical shape is he to play with the fractured orbital bone? Obviously, they wouldn't let him play if the concussion problem that I just heard you, that's been alleviated. So he hasn't played for a week. He's not getting out of shape in a week. He's not losing any of the skill. And let's face it, he's the single most important player to any team in the league. Without them, they are very ordinary, as they showed in games one and two. So, yeah, if he plays, he makes all the difference. It gives them an opportunity to win because they don't have any chance to win without him. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. Miami, I thought, toyed with him in the first two games, kind of could have named the score. I didn't really think the Sixers were all that competitive. They just don't have any two-way players, Anthony, with Adam B, who's one of the best in the league. So, yes, if he plays, they have an opportunity to win. Do I think they're going to win the series? I hesitate to say this because I know how invested you are. I don't. Lowry hasn't even played yet for Miami. And their backcourt isn't very good. Unfortunately, the Sixers' backcourt hasn't been able to exploit it that much. Harden's been okay, not great. By any means, Maxie was good the other night, but Anthony, I just think with Adam Bede, no hope. So there is hope with him, but man, they obviously have to win the game tonight if they don't seriously.
Yeah, I mean, the series is over. You know, no, I think he plays, and I think just his presence down low, you know, again, even if he's 70-75%, how it all affects him, he at least provides a couple things. One, a true rim protection and rebounding, which they have lacked. Yep. And then on the other side, he's going to give you true space.
100%. No, I mean, look, I just said it. I'll repeat it. He's the most valuable player in the league to his team. You take him off that team, they're not even in the playoffs. They're not. They're just not good enough. So, yeah, they have to have him, especially when you're playing the one of the top three teams in the East. So, yeah, he gives you all of that. And he could score 40. He could score 50. I mean, nobody stops him. There are nights when he doesn't make shots or something. But, I mean, he's one of the, however you want to say it, 3-5 best players in the league. You can rank them any way you want them, want to, but yeah, you don't lose guys like that in basketball and live to tell the tale. You just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, brother. Listen, you enjoy yourself down there, buddy. All right? Hobnobbing, private jetting, the whole thing. And you don't partake in the juleps, but you'll be taking all the money. That's what you'll.
That's what I'm going after, the money, not the juleps. And you should head up to Parks, man. Get a hat, get up there.
I'm going to borrow Girardi's hat. All right.
There you go. Well done.
You're the best, brother. We love you, man.
All right, Andy.
Thanks, buddy. Dick Girardi, the great Dick Girardi from Parks Racing, joining us to break down the Derby. We love him. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Anthony.
See you, buddy. Here he is, DJ. He's the good Girardi, Tunis. Are you just quiet now? You're just done, right? Is that it?
No. I'm excited Embiid's playing tonight, potentially.
You got to throw a qualifier. You can't just roll with me.
No, I
can't roll with me. Can't roll with you, boy.
Well, it's like one of those, like, I need to see it, you know. Well, I need to see it.
Listen.
I feel good.
Listen, if I tell you things about this team, you know, my track record's with it.
I believe you.
It's not like I'm, you know, again, a view of all people who, you know, knows the ins and outs.
Yeah, I believe you, but I could also.
But you're being a mook.
What happens when he, you know.
Don't be.
I don't feel good, so I'm not going to play.
Don't be Joe Girardi.
Okay. I'm fired up. I'm fired up
mook.
That he's going to be playing tonight.
All right. Don't be a mook.
Okay.
We got 2 hours left in this show. I need you hyped, or I need you, I don't know. I need
with
you,
with a soul?
Yes, with a pulse. You know, you're not going to be hyped, but with a pulse would be good. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
What's going on, cuz? What's going on,
Chumet? Yo, Sean.
Talk to my dad.
Yeah, how's your dad doing, Sean?
Yeah, he good. The phone ain't hung up to me. On me because I'm currently in prison, so I gotta like call him and then he gotta call y'all. I gotta be on hold like 15 minutes at a time.
Oh no, are you serious? I didn't know that. We would have got you right up.
No, it's all good. You know, I wait like everybody else. Is all good.
Yeah, man, you know, I feel bad.
No, that was hilarious though, because my dad's not a really big sports fan. He's like a football fan, so that's about it. Basketball is not his thing. So.
Yeah, it was great. Aunt, you were out, so Sean's dad picked up, and I was like, oh, what are you up to? You know, just watching some Chicago PD. And so, you know, I got to know Sean's dad.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Good morning.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
All right. Relaxing, watching Price is Right now.
Now your Price is Right.
Yeah.
Go with the under.
Huh?
Go with the under.
Yeah, right?
What are you thinking, man? Come on, Sean. What's going to happen tonight?
Oh, I felt that if we would have won one of the two games, Embiid probably would have came back like game four. But I definitely feel that he's going to play tonight, and I definitely think we're going to win. But we just got to slow down Tyler Hero. He's the one that every time he's coming in the game,
I know.
He's a different maker. And that 2-3 zone does not work against him.
No.
Basketball player. You make a couple of threes, and then once you start running two or three people out of him, you pass the ball.
Yes.
The separation.
Yep. Nah, you're right on.
You got to come out and like play like a box of one against him.
Well, again, I don't even think his zone's a real good idea against that team. And now, with Embiid back, you don't have to junk it up. You know?
That is true.
With Embiid back, you're good. Because now you got your real rim protector. Right, so I like Tobias on Jimmy, and then I go, let's go have at it, man. But I got the big man back. He's got the mask on. Let's go.
Oh, I think you know him. He's a gamer, so he's definitely going to come out and ball tonight. We already know that. It is kind of ironic to me that James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and then Durant in the playoff all took a downside this year.
Yeah.
You all play together?
Yeah.
Like, that's great. We need James Harden to step up.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I don't know if he can. I mean, I think the best you're going to get is this, which is, hey, look, he's still going to be a great facilitator, and he'll give you, you know, 18, 20. I think this is what his max is right now.
Yeah, he's definitely a great
point guard or facilitate. But like at the end of game two,
no, you're right. He just can't take it.
Everybody back in.
I agree.
Out of back of here for like 5 minutes.
I hear you.
I
know. I feel you on that. I do. Listen, you're watching the game, right? You'll be watching the game tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely. They got cable over here, so we definitely can watch the game.
All right, good man. All right. Be safe over there, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Sean. Take it easy, bud. I can tell you. Listen, he makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, my God.
On both sides of the floor. Even if he's not all the way healthy. Again, it's not my first rodeo. I get it. He's going to be a little conscious with the mask, right? It's going to bug him a little bit. He's going to be a little out of sorts, but he'll get his sea legs quick. And he gets his sea legs, and listen, he'll start there. That adrenaline will be pumping, and he lives for this.
Oh, my
listen,
God, yeah.
He loves it. He loves playing superhero. He's dying to bring out the cape. He should come out with a cape on tonight.
Does he ring the bell tonight?
I'd make him ring the bell. I'd put him in a cape, mask, Phantom of the Process. And I would do a whole big thing, brooding music. In fact, can't you get me some, like, a... I love the Bourne stuff, but even get me like more of a brooding. Work on this during the break. A little different. Like classic brooding, like a piano, organ, actually. But no, organ. That's sad. Piano sad. I need organ, which connotes more of a classic. And here he is. That's bells now. Organ, Junis. The organ, that would connotes the feeling. Of him coming out with the mask and the cape on. No, that's not it. Need a timeout? That's definitely not it. Although it makes me feel better.
I do love that song.
I do too. I love it. I love it.
I played that one so long.
You know what? When you played it, I went, oh man, I missed that song.
Oh my God.
Did you play it?
You want
now, actually. The next 2 hours will be all bells and stuff.
It does make me feel better.
Right, it does. It's like a healing song. Right? Complete healing song.
This is your night gallery.
Yes. And then here, all of a sudden, here comes the Phantom of the Process to scare the heat. Like you can see it, man, wearing a cape.
Nightmare for them too.
Yes, nightmare each. Nightmare, Jimmy. Nightmare.
Who wants to face the process?
might make me laugh. Hurt you, bastard. All right, let's.
You got 69%.
All right, stop, man. Come on, man. Stop. All right.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bells, Junis, bells at 12 o'clock. Give me bells. All right? In fact, you still have bells from last week that you can get us excited about? Any kind of bells? Anything that you could come up, drum up? Because tonight's the night. It's game 3. Dateline, Philadelphia. Conference semis. In the East. And it's all on this one. That's it. Lose and the series is over. Win with the Embiid. And there's a seedling of doubt in Miami.
Here comes Harris on a drive. Spinning into Van Fleet. The left corner. It's Danny Green for three. Bottom. He got it.
bottom.
See, that's good.
Well, with it down the lane, goes in on Anobi, puts it up, twists and turns, and he's able to get the field goal. Great agility by Joel Embiid in the paint. Maxi down the lane. Maxi cut off. They go to Tobias. 3-point shot, bottom. So they're covering Maxi well in the paint, and at the foul line, they cut him off. Quick kick out to Tobias, 3-point shot. Sixers to within one. Joel's double teamed. Out to Tyrese. Maxi inside. No look to shake. To the corner, Niang. 3-point shot. Bottom. A triangle passing game with Maxi, Milton, and Niang. By George, he's done it. And the Sixers have tied it. And Siakam has it knocked away by Paul Reed. B-ball pull to Maxi. Maxi break free and a layup. Up and good. Here's Harden on the drive. Nobody stopped him. He got by Van Vliet. Kim Birch wasn't there. A little breakdown. And Harden makes the pay. And with that, they're up by nine. Here's Maxi for three. He was down there basically by himself, and for the left wing, he pours it in. Here's Harden, blocked by Siakam. James gets it back to Embiid for three straight away. It's good. Joel Embiid, five in a row. Here's Joel through a double. Oh, man, are you kidding me? A ferocious slam by Embiid, and the throwdown makes it a 62-59 game. A double and a towering slam by JoJo. Tobias with it back to Joel. He fakes, and now shoots a fadeaway three. It's good. A remarkable triple. Joel Embiid puts it up and in. They lob it to Joel. Here comes a double. He goes into the corner. Danny Green shot up. It's good. Danny Green, a triple. He burns his old team. They circle around. It's Joel. He turns. He fires for three. It's up. It's good. Embiid, he makes a shot. And the Sixers have taken the lead. Joel Embiid along the far sideline. And the Sixers take the lead. 0.7 to go. Tipped. It goes to OG. The Sixers get the victory. The Raptors led by 17. And
Doc Rivers. Song to us.
As a fire.
Come on. Still light, Judas. There's light. It all comes down to this man.
Gonna be a nightmare for them too.
Wearing a cape, a mask to protect the broken orbital bone.
I'm the most unstoppable player.
A bum thumb. None of it can stop the phantom of the process.
At this point, I don't care about that man.
Joel Hans Embiid.
This is my city.
Despite all of that and the remnants of a concussion, the should-be MVP scores 31 points.
I hope y'all keep trusting.
Amasses 16 rebounds, 3 blocks.
It's gonna be a nightmare for them,
and
too.
And shuts down Bam Adebayo. Sixers take game three. 111 to 101. Now, does that make you feel better?
I took the hood off. So, you know, that I like the Undertaker music.
I love it.
I wasn't a big wrestling fan.
But yeah, but that's awesome. The Undertaker, come on, man. The fan with the mask?
Yeah, man.
Come on. That gets you going. JoJo. JoJo.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
You ready, JoJo? Come on, man.
Yeah, man, makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? You know, the you good word, the MBs is back tonight. Man, I don't think with the Sixers with MBs, I don't see how they don't think they could be supposed to be a 7-game series anyway. I mean, Miami is a tough team, solid team, but you know what I mean, the playoffs is going just like we want them to go. You know, we would like the Toronto, we would like the Miami in the second round. And I think that, I mean, I don't see how the Sixers can't think with Embiid in the lineup that they don't supposed to go 7 games. And I mean, if he's coming back to play, which I expect the Sixers to go 7 games. With this team, I mean, they're not, like you said, it's not Kobe and Shaq. They're not unstoppable.
Right. Are you kidding me? They are good. They're a good team. They're a good team. Well coached. You know, Jimmy's a terrific player. I get it. But come on.
We still have the best player. We still have the best player.
Damn straight. That's right.
I don't see how they don't expect to go 7 games. I mean, we're waiting for him to come back. He's going to be back tonight. I know it's down 0-2, but. I mean, this should be a 7-game series. I mean, and if he gets back to being unstoppable, And I can't see it not going seven. I don't think the Sixers can lay down like that. You know what I mean? We show who makes their players better? Who makes their team better? They keep asking, does he make his team better? Yeah, I can't see Danny Green going 1-for-10 with Joe in the lineup. And those kind of nights. You know what I mean? I think with Joe in the lineup, that 1-for-10 might be 4-for-10 or 5-for-10. I mean, he does make everybody look better on their team. You know what I mean? The shots seem like they're more open. You know what I mean? They go down more. I mean, just the intensity. You know what I mean? Get them young guys a boost. You know what I mean? It's nothing like seeing your best player out there with you when it's time to do your thing. And I expect the Sixers to take this to 7. I mean, if it goes that far, I at least expect a 7-game series. I don't expect to lay down like that.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you all the way.
Tunis, can you play that song?
Play the song for JoJo. By the way, Tunis. Bottom. Greater than Splash.
Yeah, dude, Spiro. I think he does a good job.
I like Spiro.
Yeah, I think he does a good job.
But Bottom. McGinnis, Bottom. Bottom.
Well, because he's like Spiro's trying to find his thing, yeah. You know, like Mike Breen does, bang, you know, and then Marv, yes.
Spiro's
trying to find his thing.
Can I tell you something which irritates me? And I got to tell you, it bugs me because your boy another tweet, Shams.
Okay.
Joel Embiid will return tonight. Wait, there's optimism. Embiid will return tonight. Sources tell The Athletic at the stadium. He has been fitted for a mask and will need to feel comfortable before green light. I mean, I've been saying it for 2 days, Shams. When you said he was out, I was telling you he was going to play. I told you he got fitted for a mask on Saturday.
All right.
No, I'm irritated, dude.
Well, I don't think
First
Shams
of all, I hate the Shams.
I don't think Shams is listening to the show.
Well, he should. Either that or listen to his colleague, my man, my former coworker, the Woj.
Or he just listens to his boss.
Oh.
The rich Paul.
Oh, Rich Paul. That's right. I forgot. The Fugazi. Oh, here he is. I don't know even how to address him.
Because he's been doing nothing but kicking us while we're down.
I didn't know how to address the guy. I'll just say this, the one, the only, sports god. Hello, sports god.
Oh,
you know, you're a real creep, goodness. Sports god. You know that.
I'm sorry. Can I first
You're a real crumb bum.
Can I say one thing to Tunis? First of all, Tunis, congratulations on your son, and I'm glad he's home safe and sound.
Yeah, why are you trying to ruin his early childhood already? Sports god.
Well, I'm going to get into that. Let's start with Anthony. First of all, Anthony, worshiping at the feet of false idols, Doc Rivers and James Harden. What's that all about?
How am I worshiping under those guys?
Well, I mean, you're a little too positive. I didn't think that they were that
Well, yo, sports god. Would I rather have Ben Simmons?
Well, that's
Ben stuff. Simmons don't even play sports god. You know why? Because you zapped him without a heart. You created this incredible athlete, and you made him without a heart. Freaking scarecrow, what? Sports god. And that's your doing.
Well, Anthony, here's the thing. There's going to be more punishment to come.
Oh, you're just a rotten bastard.
40 days of bad baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, sports god, you're terrible. You're terrible, sports god.
This is Old Testament sports god. Here's what I want you to
Old
do.
Old Testament sports god.
I want you to build.
Stop making me laugh, you bastard. I'm already in pain.
I want you to build Anthony's Ark. And I want you to pick. I want you to pick.
You're out of your mind. I love you.
I want you to pick two players from every Philadelphia sports team.
To be on the Ark? All right.
To be on the Ark. And if we.
I will follow the sports god.
All right, Anthony. That's the wishes from the sports
you,
god.
You are. You, let me tell you something. Hunter S. Thompson's got nothing on you, sports god.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
I'm impressed.
All right, bud.
All right, bud. See you later. Oh, my God. So let's build the arc. Two players from each team.
Carter Hart, and that's it.
Okay, wait. So, So it's easy. Sixers are easy. Embiid, Maxi.
Yes.
Boom. On the arc.
Sorry, James.
All right.
Your beard will help you float.
Shut the bleep off, man. Oh, that hurt. That was good. First of all, I'm giving DeAndre Jordan, Matisse Thybulle, and Danny Green a weighted belt.
You don't need to do that for DeAndre. He's already got him on the court.
All right.
He's sinking immediately.
Cork Boz.
All right. The yellow shoes will bring it down real quick.
All right. All kidding aside. So, in the arc, because we have to do what the sports guy says.
Yes.
And by the way, it's supposed to rain 4 inches, which means it's we're going to need an arc.
Practically halfway there, yeah.
Right. So, let's go Embiid, Maxi easily. Phillies.
Ask him tough.
Bryce. I go, now here's me. I go Bryce, Castellanos.
I go wheels up.
You go wheels up. Yeah. You're smart to have a pitcher on here. I agree. I just love Castellanos. So
yeah, of course.
He's my kind of guy. So I go Castellanos. But I hear you. You probably should go wheels up. Bryce, without a doubt, right? He's on the arc.
Yes, MVP, of course.
All right. Birds.
Well, see, this is unfair. This is a huge roster.
I know. It's tough. He's only making bring two? I want to throw little like life preservers elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Rager won't catch it.
Nah. He'll drop it, which is fine. We want the surf to take him away anyway.
Yes.
All right. So who gets it? Who gets the two spots?
Like, I feel like you need Jason Kelce because he's mayor of Philadelphia.
I know. I thought of that, too.
Because if the city floods out, the mayor might be gone. So I need
We're hoping for that. Yeah, Kelce. I'm a Devontae. I love Devontae.
Yeah, I mean
A.J. Brown, dude. A.J. Brown.
Slay's not arc-worthy.
He is. No, he is a great player, Slay. Like, yeah, he is like, arc-worthy, but again,
I don't have that much of an emotional attachment.
You're not a big... I like a big player, Slay.
I love Darius Slay.
I'm not on Slay.
I got one other spot. Like, it's, you know...
I know. I hear you. I mean, I want to get the newbie. I want to get A.J. Brown.
I was about to say, I wouldn't mind seeing him play after
the
floods.
You know what I mean? A.J. Brown?
I don't want to make a trade, because I would imagine you still have your draft picks next year. So I don't want to waste the pick trading A.J. Brown. He goes lost in the flood.
I know. Flyers. I mean, Carter Hart and?
I guess Provorov.
He? Good luck. I don't even think he's coming back.
Yeah. He didn't seem too happy at the end of the season ended.
I mean, I don't even know who else he would bring.
That's why I think we should...
Stock it?
We should just sell one of the Flyers spots to one of the other teams. Highest bidder.
All right. Would you trade both spots?
No.
Because you got that Carter Hart.
You finally have it, right?
Yeah, I agree.
The rest of the team blows. But right. You finally have the goaltender.
I agree.
You got to start from scratch, start from somewhere.
Would you trade the Flyers' whole franchise?
Yes.
So pick any team. Like, I could close my eyes, pick a team, and you would take that franchise? Like, they're still the Flyers. Like, we keep the name. But everybody in your whole organization,
yeah,
players included.
Yeah, because that's part of the reason why they're still here the way that they are.
All right.
Because of the whole front office and the Flyers family.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Let's not bring this there. All right, we did the exercise, sports guy.
All right. So what does that mean for tonight?
I don't know. He's pretty nasty, sports guy.
Yeah, he is.
Like, they're messing with him. He said Old Testament. Fire and brimstone.
Yeah, I mean, he's welcoming my son into the world. Yeah, experience this?
It's no good.
Thanks
can't go fire and brimstone
God.
In this way. Cameron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cam.
Hey, guys. What's up today?
How you feeling, Cam? How you feeling? Tell me you're feeling good about tonight. Come on, Cam. Tell me.
Tonight, that's a good exercise to take my mind off that flop I watched last night. I almost crashed my car last night listening to that broadcast. That feed. Still got relievers throwing split balls in 2022.
Yes.
But, like, my arc would be Flyers. I would go Farabee, Hart.
Eagles, I would actually go Mulata and Kelsey, because Kelsey can be the mayor, but we need a giant to rebuild.
You know what? That's a great point. I'm a big Mulata fan, too. I agree with you. And he's, yeah. Plus, he can sing for us on the arc.
Yeah, that, too. You got the ukulele, bring the ukulele with us. Sixers, of course, we know the other two. And for the Phillies, I would have to go Bryce and... That's a tough one. I would have to go Bryce and I'll go Bryce and Wheeler. I need an ace.
Right.
Wheeler's been doing good for us. But man, that Shams post, that got me thinking of a song, man. With him getting, cause like, I hate to bleep the sports gods. We need Kratos. We need a supervillain to go up against the sports gods and take them out. And Embiid is that guy. And him sitting for that mask, I just want him to be Dr. Doom. I need a supervillain. I need him to bring darkness to Miami.
Okay, so why? You're saying we're the bad guys? Say hello to the bad guys?
Yes.
Wow, I always view us as, listen, the world thinks we're villains. We know we're righteous. World, baby. But we know we're righteous.
Yeah.
And we have righteousness in our heart. We're really just misunderstood. We're really the good guys. Everybody else, including Shams, are the bad guys.
Yeah.
He just does the bad guys' bidding.
He does. That's why I'm thinking the perfect song for Embiid, it's called Question Mark by MF Doom. Just play the instrumental.
All right.
Just play that intro.
All right, we'll do it.
It'll just fit him.
We'll do it, man. All right, baby. See you, Cam. Look, it's all about the vantage point, right? They think we're villains. We think we're heroes. I guess we're an anti-hero. But I know that we have righteousness in our heart. I know it, but it's all about point of view.
Yeah, I don't understand why people hate us. I really don't.
All about point of view.
Yeah. I still don't get it, though.
And you know the whole league's rooting against us.
I feel like we're pretty good at looking, like, you know, not, like, through green-colored glasses, blue-colored glasses.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I don't have the Philly-colored glasses on right now. I don't understand why people hate us so much.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Like, some of these fan bases that have rolled through town, like Minnesota a couple years ago.
I know.
Like, come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they threw beer at us. Well, yeah, because...
No, well, you put purple panties on the Rocky statue.
Yeah, come on, what did you expect?
You freaking creeps. And they are. They're loathsome creatures. They're all...
because what else is there to do up there? They're just miserable all the time.
Yeah, they're not, you know. You gotta set them on fire, roll them in the lake. No good. How about those Met fans? There's some cretins. I mean, come on. Every time I think of a Met fan, I think of like some like banger wearing a Twisted Sister t-shirt, tour shirt from 1980, whatever it was, 7. With, you know, that long, greasy hair. All right. Back to the Sixers, because I'm feeling it, man. He is... The beast. He will rise again.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.12:30 across the Delaware Valley. Are you feeling my Joel? Listen, coming back tonight. Now, Kevin Kincaid, Crossing Broad, had a post the other day. There's a guy on Twitter who thinks that Embiid's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, and then that guy quickly deleted it. And the thought process was, did he get the wrong information? Because that night, Tyler Hero was given the Sixth Man of the Year award. But the original report was for tonight's game, so he could be right. I forget the guy's name.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin had it. So, you know, I mean, maybe, could you imagine if that report's right? Kevin had a good line, too. I love Kevin. Could you imagine if that report is correct? He comes back, mask, cape, MVP.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, in all fairness, how could you, after seeing how they are without him, how is he not the MVP every year?
It's a very good question.
First of all, I mean, you see them without him, the Joker, what did he do in the MVP? He did guts. That's balls. In the playoffs.
By the way, yes. Credit to Kyle Newbeck for keeping an eye on the injury report. He's now been upgraded to doubtful for tonight's game, which, you know, that's better than out.
Okay. Keep my mouth shut.
I'm just saying this is the,
all right,
that's
okay,
the latest.
Okay, okay.
You've been saying it since yesterday.
Okay, okay. Let me go to Clearwater for a second because I got my main stick. I might need to bring stick up to Philadelphia to fix the Phillies. Yo, Stick.
Ant, what's going on, man?
Dude, what were you? They left Clearwater, and what happened? You need to come back up.
I was going to ask you the same thing. I sent y'all that team back up north. What happened to it?
I don't know. I you know, I'm a little worried about the manager, Stick. Got to keep it real with you.
I'll be truthful with you, Ant. I coached baseball for 35 years at the high school level. And this team has zero chemistry on and off the field, and you can see it in the dugout. They don't mesh. They don't click together. I agree with you.
I think I see the same thing. There's something that's a tick off. But I will say this. They play with just no emotion. Like, they just play. There's nothing. There's no, like, will. And I got to tell you, you know, you know this better than anybody, Stick. You coach for 35 years. You know that your team is a product of you.
Yes. And
if you're a mook, you play like a mook. If you're a...
calling it all morning.
Yes.
We got a mook sitting there. I watched when Schwarber had his display of emotion that Sunday night. Girardi sat there like a bump on the log. You come out and protect that man. You get run. You get thrown. You have to do that for your team.
Yes.
And right now he's letting all these guys, and the sum of talent is unbelievable. He's letting them all just rot by not motivating them every night.
Well, you just got to bring juice, man. Listen, I'm not saying every night. Baseball's a long season. I get the pace of the sport and of the season. But look, you're not looking to burn guys out. But I think this team is a good team. I believe in these players. I do. I believe in them. And by the way, it's amazing, right? Because the kid, look at Boehm. All he does is hit. Every day the kid hits. He had a couple meltdowns in the field. So be it. The kid's been hitting. They have enough to win.
Yes. Mr. Middleton spent crazy good money to put this squad together. And he needs someone that is going to absolutely get them fired up to go out and ball.
You know, the people are laughing at me, but I go Boa. For the interim, I go Boa. Boa brings it. And Boa's now, at his stage of his career in life, he knows not to be overbearing. He's in on everything. I trust Boa.
I agree. I saw him. He's 75 years old. He's out there every day throwing BP.
Yeah, he's in great shape. Like he's not old.
Right. And he just needs somebody going up and down the lot, the dugout every night.
Get you pumped up, man. You know? Get you pumped up.
Yes.
Like, Charlie was great at that. My man, that's why he was the best. He'd get you pumped up. Players like, they loved him. He knew that they were in their corner. Stick, good man, buddy. I'm going to have to bring you up here to manage, all right?
Yes, sir. I would love to do that.
You got it, buddy.
Before I go, you got to tell Judas to play the song.
Oh, thank you, Stick. Thanks, Stick, man. Give me good vibes, Stick. Stick gives you good vibes.
By the way, speaking of our fightings and, and Joe Girardi and the lineups and all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm a fellow ball buster, but for all the people busting my balls over Johan Camargo, he's back down to 250, and is two for his last 26. But Joe Girardi's going to keep on starting him like DeAndre Jordan. Drives me crazy.
All right.
Loves his guys, man.
I don't think Camargo's the problem, but, you know. I know you're going to die on that hill.
Yes.
Let me get my man Slick Rick. Slick Rick.
Cuzzo.
Slick Rick, you ready? This is it. Tonight is it.
Cuzzo. First, I have to digress. Congratulations, man, on your big little man with the inside the park homer, man. I've been on hold for like 15 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, Slick Rick. It's busy today.
You, this show, the tunist. The positive energy that I receive from listening to you from 10 to 2, real talk, man. It makes me even more believe because, you know, I never doubt.
I know you're a believer. I love that about you, too.
Yes, sir. Wholeheartedly, man. But congratulations on your big little man with the inside the park homer, man. He got power. He got wheels, man.
Yeah, well,
5-4 player.
It's 9-year-old, so I'll take that with a grain of salt. I was just telling the story because I missed it.
That's when it develops.
Yeah, I was just saying, I watch every one of these pitches, and I missed that one because I can't get out of the car.
You got to have them videotape when you're not there, man.
I know. Kills me.
But that's awesome, though. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear
that. Thank you, buddy.
I'm big on that.
Thank you, brother.
Check it. And then Tunis, that's a good for your little man to follow now. Because I expect in, like, you know, in a few years to be hearing, you know, your guy with the inside the park homer.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got a good role model to follow now.
And his favorite Major League Baseball player will be Massimo Gargano.
Oh, hold on for a minute. That we got to have a sidebar. And he's like, I'm the sports agent, man. For both of y'all little guys, man. I'll get them the max salary.
You got it, Slick Rick. Get the deal. Do the deal, Slick Rick.
Check it. Tonight, I hate to say it. I'm not doubting Embiid. However, I feel they have to go in there, and it's just a bonus if he does play. They have to go in there and be like, listen, this is the biggest game of our career. Like, I'm not even thinking about 0-3. 0-3 is a strikeout in baseball.
Yes.
It's basketball. However, 0-3, listen, there is no 0-3.
You're cooked.
This is 1-2. Yes. This is one. It's 2-none, right? 2-none. What rhymes with 2-none? 2-1. We're going 2-1 tonight. With or without Embiid.
All right.
Guaranteed. Like, I guarantee it. Like, Philly, you hear me? It's 2-1. If you doubt, don't call Tone Station. Don't call the Cuzzo Station. Don't call up. Save that for the other shows because they'll entertain that. We're on a positive vibe here. This is all Sixer win conversation.
That's it.
And no, that's it. We can't play the song until tomorrow. We can't play the song anymore. So tomorrow, it's a celebration song. Is that like we're doing it too soon? It's premature. We have to celebrate tomorrow. Because, see, our big man is still questionable. Now, if it was like he's definitely playing, oh, man, listen, I'll come down there and dance to the song. But, see, he's still a big
question. I'm telling you, he's playing tonight.
I believe
I got good word. I get good word on it, on this stuff.
You're the man.
No, I'm just saying, I just think, it's not even about that. I trust my people, and I trust him.
I trust the cousin. I know he wouldn't put that information out there.
I believe in him, but I believe in him.
It's
and
two
I.
One, man. It's like I saw the game already. It's 2-1.
It's just it, Slick Rick. You're the man.
We're going
to be a nightmare for them, too.
That's right, brother. Thank you, Slick Rick.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
By the way, that guy who predicted the Embiid winning the MVP, I think is going to be right. Because I got word that that's a strong possibility.
And some intel?
Yeah.
I hope that's right.
Yeah.
Zach Ketchum checks in saying it could just be for the scoring title. Possibility, but I would hope it's the MVP.
No, I asked about the MVP specifically and was told, quote, I think so. So, I don't know. I guess what? I mean, I would be pleasantly surprised.
By the way, quick Eagles note. I know this is out of left field, but N'Kobe Dean, speaking to the media for the first time today, he will be a full participant in practice today. Like, he's cleared everything. What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
I mean, great for us.
Right.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
All of a sudden, this injury comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he drops to the third round.
Yeah.
Which, hey, like Maxie, good for us. But I just want to give you a quick little update. He's a full participant today.
Interesting. Greg points out the line is which was Miami -3 is now a pick.
Dude.
So I know you believe in that. All right, I know you believe in that.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm a linesman.
Yeah. Nicky, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
We got Kenny Linsman. You got the lineman, Kenny Linsman.
He's a linesman, man.
He's
Don Koharski.
We got Stickman and got Corral Koharski missing the call, man. The truth is, great job filling in while, you know, Proud Papa had to take care of some issues.
Oh, thank you.
And, like you, next time a sports guy calls up, you got to tell him he crossed the line. He can't affect the family. Like, it's one thing to affect our professional teams. Like, he can't have you parked in the car and little Ma's going in the park. And, like, that's you don't touch the family. Tell the sports guy.
Listen, I mean, you know, I'll sacrifice the bat for the cause. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get me. We got to win the series now. All right?
Yeah, right.
Sports
exactly.
guy owes us now. They're going to win
right.
tonight.
Yeah. You take that from Proud Papa, you got to give him something back now.
Right.
So, and I know, let me say something. If the Embiid gets MVP tonight, I'm going to splurge for a bigger Christmas present for my wife next week. So, I'm going to have something tucked away from early this season.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
I did hedge the Joker because it's a joke, but, you know, it is what it is. You got to protect. Like investments, you got to protect them.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I feel confident that he's playing tonight because you say it. I just don't know. You know, it's been 10 days now, sitting and not doing much. I'm worried about. Look, anything he brings is above and beyond what they had the first two games. I just need him just to spark, just to spark the team. And get the crowd going, and just to bull rush this team. Like, just bull rush the team early, and hopefully Doc, Mook number one or Mook number two, I'm not sure which Mook he is. Mook number one doesn't give it away late.
Mookie Betts?
No, Mookie Betts is the other one. This is
Mookie
Doc.
Wilson?
Yeah. Well, of all the Mooks we got the bad Mooks, right? Man, so... Let's hope for the best, man. Like, we can't go down. We go down tonight. It's a shame. We're so promising, and the beard, you know, then the beard took his turn, and now it's like, can we just, what have we done? Like, what have we done to deserve this for the Sixers?
Right. I agree.
Number one seed last year can't get to the second round because that other Mook in Brooklyn, fake Mook in Brooklyn,
I am who I am. Now, it is what it is.
Oh, thanks, Shunas, man. It's raining out.
That's your boy, man. You can't help it.
Well, it just came up naturally. Like, think about
it's like
that.
Will I Smith. Like, you got to keep his name out your bleeping mouth.
Okay, Will Smith. Okay, my bad. Now, but
that's
your
great.
Number one seed. This year, it looks like we make the move. We get a third option. Now, James isn't the James of 5 years ago, but he be enough to just get this young team across the finish line in the East. And we're sitting here, like, chewing our fingernails and nervous as heck till tip-off tonight.
Yeah, I know.
And the doc let him in a minute and a half too late. Come on.
I know.
I mean, look, the last spoke to, I think it was Friday, and then Saturday I wake up listening to your Saturday show, and I'm like, what happened? What do you mean what happened? I went to bed early. What happened?
I can't believe it. Like, when that thing hit, and we got a roll, brother, great stuff. When that thing hit, I had no idea. Friday night, I had my phone. I was working on writing, and I had the phone out, and I wasn't looking at it. And next thing you know, I see all this stuff going on, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I told you. I read the bro's tweet was the first one, and it was like, you got to be kidding me, right? But it wasn't quote tweeting anything, so I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I saw somebody tweet bleep this, and that's when I did the Schefter Heyman Woj searches. And that's when I got the bad news. It sucked. By the way, quick programming note number one: we are back on YouTube. We actually lost the feed dropped around 12 o'clock, but we're back up. So in case anybody is now listening to the radio and wants to watch us again on YouTube, you can pop us back on. And the Phillies game is postponed officially. It'll be a doubleheader on August the 20th. So
that's not bad because you miss – well, Scherzer will still wind up pitching.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
You know, it's still not bad. Like, you're coming off that loss, hard to take the field the next day.
You know what today's rain delay is? It's the scene in Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Right when they were struggling.
Yeah.
And he said, there's rain in the forecast. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he turned on the sprinklers to wash out the field. And then they went on the winning streak after that.
Yes.
Maybe this is a gift from the weather gods tonight.
This so rain. Here you go. Here's what I'm hearing about the MVP. If Joe wins, it'll be tonight. If there's nothing tonight, Giannis will win tomorrow.
Then what happened? What, did Vegas just try to scam out everybody with the Jokic? Remember, they moved it up to like minus 320.
I don't know, dude. I'm just telling you. This is what I'm hearing.
Listen, I would love it, man.
It's interesting. It's what I'm hearing.
And you know that's going to mean so much to him. Embiid, everything that he's freaking going through. That'd be awesome, man.
So
I would feel a certain type of way. I'm not going to shed a tear or anything, but, like, you know. That'd be awesome for him to win.
I would love
to. Just think about his story, everything that he's gone through.
But, dude, listen, the guy deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves it all the way. What that dude has been through, dealing with. The one thing I disagree with John this morning, and I love Johnny, my mom Kincaid, I love him. But my mom was like, Ben Simmons, we're still dealing with that? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, how is that? No, that's history. Like, Embiid had to deal with 60 games of nobody.
Yeah, before he got
what, the guy quit on him the whole year. It affected the whole year. And Harden comes in, he's got to mess with a new team. It's the whole thing. Forget about it. He's probably not even healthy, but whatever. Like, that's not an excuse, Ben Simmons.
Maybe he
that's
had
legit.
Maybe he had a Jokic ticket or something.
No, he was talking about this morning. I don't know. He was tired of hearing about the excuse of Ben Simmons. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Ben Simmons got his surgery yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, that fake surgery we found out.
Very, very interesting that he looked totally okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you didn't get a surgery. You're just dealing with pain.
I can't. That's where I will.
Oh, man, my man got out of surgery. He's all right.
If
he's
I got,
probably eating forbidden rice.
If I got to do it, I'll do it. Just to, you know. Hey, listen. It's bags for time. You know what that means? Jonas?
You got to throw some in the bags there.
You know who's going in?
Sports cops?
Sure.
Yeah, he was in earlier. I thought there's enough
room. Oh, you want to put something else?
I mean, there's a lot of room.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's go. All right, here we go. Baxter. Here's who we're putting in Baxter. Girardi. Who else you want to put in there?
Korkmaz in his shoes.
Korkmaz. All right. Well, yeah, Korkmaz number one. I want to put Matisse in there, too.
Well, definitely. He's got Matisse
and Korkmaz. They could be a package deal.
DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan. The three of them could go in there.
It's not his fault he's cooked. It's just we need him in there. So
you want Doc in the Baxter,
too? Doc can't play him. No, you need the coach.
Well, Sam Cassell, I believe in Sam. Sam, I am. All right, well, no coach. All right, anybody else you're throwing there? All the Flyers brass?
Yeah.
All the Baxter?
Family.
They're not a family. That's the problem.
Oh, that's true.
You're corporate now.
That's right, yeah.
They missed the family.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes! Tomorrow, Kentucky Derby at Parks Racing. Tons of fun for everyone. Go to letsgoracingparks.com. Thanks to the Pennsylvania Horse Racing and Thoroughbred Horsemen Association. That's it. All right. By the way, my man, the postman, gives me Doctor Strange. Good movie. He's all about the Doctor Strange. He saw it. And you know, in the Marvel, I bring it up because it's the Marvel. And this is the Embiid, a true hero for us, right? For the world, maybe he's an anti-hero or even a villain. In some of these places, but for us, he's a hero because we're about righteousness in this Game of Thrones NBA. All the whole sports world, we're about the righteousness, and we get castigated and painted as villainous. So our hero
of snowballs.
Yeah, so stupid.
Seriously, something that happened what 60 years ago?
So stupid, stupid. It's ridiculous. You call legs, brother.
I did. I'm waiting. No response, but I'm waiting for the okay.
Okay.
You know, sometimes he gets a call for the ESPN hit real quick.
Yeah, well, just call him. He's good. He just said call him. So you're good.
Again?
Yeah,
you texted
just call him.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just call him.
All right.
You're good to go. All right. So this is it. This is it. This is going to be a big, big night, and it has the feeling of a good win. It really does. I'm telling you right now, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like they're going to win tonight. I feel like he comes back. He may get named MVP. It'll be an emotional night. The crowd will be wild. The sixth man will be going nuts. All the hope, all everybody, and all of the land of South Philadelphia will be going crazy about it, right? Right in that arena. Freaking out. All of us throughout the land watching on television will be freaking out in our homes. I sense it. I sense a victory. Let's go to Black Gritty. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic BG.
Brother, tonight is the night. Okay? Tonight is the night. Joel Embiid is going to get his MVP tonight. They're going to announce it. The team is going to play inspired. The threes are going to fall. The crowd is going to be raucous. Tonight is night. It's not a playoff series until somebody wins on the home floor, right? So tonight, we got to get this George W. We're going to get this George W. They're going to play inspired.
You feel it, don't you? I mean, I do.
I really do. Because, you know, I don't know if you heard about, like, NBA executives supposed to be floating around Philly, you know what I mean, whatever. So they got to be there. We give our man his MVP award, and that has to bring up everybody's game. Bang, bang, yang, hit the threes for me, brother. Please, just hit like four. Give me one of them games where you hit four out of nowhere, brother. That's all I need. If we had that, bro, we'd be so close. We would get this George W. So the role players at home tonight, home cooking in their own bed.
You feel it, right? Like, they're going to win the game. They're winning this game tonight. Come on. And then, listen, you win one game, what happens? Hey, it's a series.
Everything turns around.
It's a series.
Tonight is the night. Waiting for tonight.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I feel it, dude. We're going to get it, guys. Keep the faith. Keep positive. We are going to get this George W. tonight. I believe, brother.
I'm happy. I love it. Tell him what to do, Black Gritty. My man. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, let me go to St. Augustine. Our man, you don't even know Mike Tunis. My man Joseph. Huge. He's our guy in St. Augustine. You know why? Fountain of Youth. And you know what I delivered yesterday to Sixers practice facility? Fountain of Youth.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. I expect Harden to have a great night tonight. Thanks to this man, Joseph. Joseph!
Anthony, you delivered it yesterday?
I delivered it.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I'm calling. I was bringing nothing but positivity today.
Yes, I had it sent over. In fact, I got it sent over, couriered to the practice facility. I know it's in good hands, and I'm expecting that the beard to at least, you know, pour some over his head.
Anthony, hold on. You clap for me. Let me give you a round.
Yeah. Listen, we work in tandem, brother. This whole thing's a team, right? Like, we're a big family and a big team.
It's the family. It's for the land. And listen, you know, I'm watching down here in Florida. These past two games, they were tough. The whole time I'm watching, I can't help but think, if the MVP's on the floor, we win those two games. And Anthony, let me tell you what. You know, I live here in St. Augustine, a few hours from Miami. There's some fans here in St. Augustine, albeit fugazi. They're not comfortable. The Heat fans are not comfortable. They also believe that if Embiid's on the floor,
they're scared. Of course they're scared.
Seriously. I mean, you factor in the points he gets on a whim, factor in his defense, and I don't know. I think this is the ultimate test for Joel, with or without being awarded MVP. The ultimate prize is the championship. And what if he's facing all these, you know, trials, these obstacles to exact like his ultimate revenge? And whether he gets MVP or not, you won't be able to dispute. He's the best player in the league. When he comes back, we win four out of these next five, and we advance.
I love it. I absolutely love it, buddy. To me, if we were looking at it realistically, right? He comes back tonight, they win 2-1. Then Sunday is the day, right? Then it's all about Sunday. Can on Mother's Day... can Joel summon it up and even the series? And I say yes.
And how poetic. They let you fathers down last year, right?
Yes.
If they return the favor
to the moms.
Do it for the land, for the moms.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, listen, moms always trump dads. We're out, right? So I get it.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
You know, I get it.
Absolutely.
My brother, you're the man.
Speaking of moms, I do want to say, I don't want to talk about the Phillies. I'm upset about last night. But my mom, she made us all boys Phillies fans. And the one thing that I know as a Phillies fan is we got high hopes, Anthony. Play the song.
Play it. Thank you, brother. Do you feel it, Tunis? Do you freaking feel it? You feeling better, Tunis?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. You were suicidal today.
I feel better knowing that he's going to play.
All right.
Listen, I do.
I'm just finding out. That's all I'm doing. How you doing?
One of the things that you got me through yesterday was the one game at a time speech, right?
Right.
Instead of just getting to the conclusion that they're losing in five or six games, the one game at a time. What brought me down was then the report that struck last night that he was out. And I know it was listed as out with the potential of changing, but when you read the words Joel Embiid out for game three, obviously it's going to put me in a certain place. And then not too long after that, the Phillies blow a 7-1 lead. So yes, I was in a dark, dark place this morning.
I know,
him playing tonight, I won't even say potentially anymore, him playing tonight is going to make me feel much better about potentially winning game three.
Yeah.
That's where I'll say potential.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's not a lock they win, but it is a lot. Listen, it's no more DeAndre Jordan. Like, you know, they have a strong chance of winning tonight. That make you feel better?
Yes.
My mood?
Yes.
It doesn't make your back feel better.
No, but it's okay. I'm all right. I'm easy. Starting to wear off. Ups, man. What's going on, Ups, man?
Cuzzo.
What do you think?
I want to thank you, and I want to apologize at the same time. So I want to thank you for the information that you received to let us know that this man will be playing.
Well, I don't thank me until after 10. I mean, I believe him in my people.
And I believe in you.
Well, it's not you, but again, I don't, you know, again, who knows? We've got to make sure he's, you know, listen, it's never 100% until he takes the court because you can always feel, you know, God forbid. But I'm telling you, I've been saying it since yesterday. You can see it in the line. You can see it with those other shams he's got, all those reports.
Well, see, like, I was feeling like Tunis yesterday, you know, when Tyrone broke the news that he was out. Even though you were saying that he was going to play, I felt like Tunis. I ain't even going to lie. I felt like Tunis. I'm like, damn, man. Like,
yeah.
I hope. So, you know, me and my coworkers this morning, we just sitting there trying to figure out ways how they can still win this thing. Everybody else looking at us like we crazy, you know, and then you come back with the, you know, with the confidence, you know, like, listen, like you said, it's not 100%, but listen, man, you gave us hope. That's all we need going into this game.
That's it, man. We got to believe a little bit. Come on, we're not, you know what kind of people we are, right?
Yeah,
like, we're the kind, we need to feel a certain way. And we don't give up. Like, listen, if they lose, they lose. All right? Like, you know, there's nothing we can do. We'll react to it then. But why are we going to light the thing on fire before the series is over? Yeah. And by the way, they haven't played at home yet. Give them a chance.
Just give them a chance, man. That's all we need is hope and a chance, man. So let's go out there. Hopefully he'll play. You know what I mean? And I read that same report the other day, too, about the MVP. And I was like, ooh, that was
yeah, surprising. Crossing Broad had it, yep.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, you listen, man. If he win MVP tonight.
I'd be outrageous.
They're going to win. Listen, I got a song for you, too. I got a hype song for you.
What do you got? Give it to the Tunis.
It's called Uptown Anthem. It's from Naughty by Nature.
I love Naughty by Nature. OPP, yeah, you know me.
It got the pianos in it, right? And then the chorus says, we're gonna bash, we're gonna smash.
All right.
The chorus is nice.
Listen, my man's on it. DJ Tunis is on it.
good job.
All right, Ups, man. Love you too, man. Be good, buddy. Let me get my man Ryan up here. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Ryan.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the Phillies game last night.
Don't bring me down, dude. You really going to bring me down?
I just got to say that somebody's got to turn in their key cards.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you.
You cannot continue for years to do the same stuff over and over
again. I agree. Listen, we've been talking about it all morning. I get it. I'm with you. And the guy's a mook. He's a disappointment in every way. Like, he never felt like he is invested in the town, invested. Like, I don't feel him at all. Do you?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you something else. I need a statement from Middleton that saying that this can't keep happening again. What is he doing? Where is he? Is he hiding in the corner?
Yeah, I give him a break because he's got to figure out what he's going to do. I get you. I hear you. But Dombrowski, it's a big deal. Like, you know, if you're going to pull the trigger, you got to figure out what you're going to do, what's your plan, what's next. I hear you. I get nothing from Girardi. I don't feel anything from him.
Somebody needs to get fired today.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But, like, listen, let's end it here, though. I don't want to dive into this depth.
Can I make a Sixers point real
quick? I wish you would. I hope it's a positive one.
It will. So, first of all, if Joel plays tonight, I think we win this game at least 10 or 12 points.
I love it. I love it, brother. I think you're right.
I'm confident. I really am. I'm really confident we're going to win tonight. I think we're going to win this series. I think we could really, really do it, despite Doc Rivers.
Who, Dr. Girardi?
Yeah.
We go full circle. All right, Ryan, give me some positivity. Give me some up. Tell Tunis what to do.
Can you play the song, Tunis?
Thank you, Ryan.
By the way, speaking of the fighting Phils,
leave me alone.
I want to give Andrew Ellis a lot of credit on Twitter. I don't know if he made it or had it made. He said, just had this Phillies flower pot guy made yesterday. So it's a flower pot. And it's got arms. And it's a, you know, Phillies logo.
All right.
He said, right now, instead of putting flowers in, I put my dog's poop bag into it.
Oh, my God.
It's going to work out of you, Andrew.
Huh.
Poop bag holder.
Stop. Just come on, man. We gotta bring it down. We're heading down a home stretch, Tunis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Serious time.
Sorry. Michael, Lafayette Hill. Michael!
Hey, Anthony, Tunis, man. I'm not letting this go, man.
Don't let it go, Mike.
What fictional sports character is the greatest of all time in this city?
The Rock.
Right. And did he give up?
No.
All right? He didn't give up, so we're not going to give up. We're supposed to be the home of Rocky. We had to have that Rocky attitude always. Even when the chips are down, we're slayed and bloodied. But we're coming back. You know, I really think we're coming back tonight. We're going to go tonight and come back Monday. Sunday. And we're going to win with... Six or seven, that's what I really believe in. So, Tunis, help me out here. Play the bells for me. I want to entertain
you. He's playing them right now, Michael. He's playing them, baby.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over. Time decided it. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no. It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
I love it. There you go, Mike.
Of our lives.
You're the man, Mike.
Be the worst. Oh, we're afraid to go with you. No, we might get in trouble. No, not me. I'm not going to take this. Forget
it. He was in the middle of speech.
Yeah, he was doing the animal.
I know.
I thought he was about to finish the movie.
I know. I was trying to let him go. By the way,
he's still going.
Listen to this. So I just got a message. Double gasp.
Oh, I gotta find the drop. Whoa, what do you got for me?
99% sure Embiid wins the MVP trophy tonight. He gets the MVP, and then he plays, baby. It'll be it, Judas. Give me the board. Give me the board. Tonight, MVP Justice. I love the dude. Justice.
Together.
Together. Don't play my drops. Play his drops.
I love the nuts.
Justice will be served tonight.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
All right, let's take a quick TO. We'll come back in just a moment. Legs has disappeared. I don't know.
Maybe that's a good omen.
I know. I don't know.
Because he had eaten five.
Right. I don't really feel like.
Combat that with slipping Benny's bad omen this morning when his call drops. So yes, maybe Legs not even answering is a good omen.
He could be. You know, who knows?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, man. Legs just evaporated, Tunis. And I hear you. Is it a bad thing? Maybe not.
I don't think so. He had heat in five, man.
They're going to win tonight. I'm starting to feel, like, really confident. Tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby, by the way, at Parks Racing in Bent Salem. It's a celebration. Tons of fun for everyone. Go to letsgoracingparks.com and check out all they got to offer for the big day. Thanks to the Pennsylvania Horse Racing and Thoroughbred Horsemen Association. By the way, it is a Fanatic Friday, and Fanatic Fridays are presented by PumpManPhilly.com. Need a water pump expert for your facility for 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement? Count on Pump Man Philly. The guys know to fix your flow. I got a feeling, Tunis. I'm starting to feel like I did. So game six, Toronto. Go back and listen to the tape. I'm telling you, I was convinced they were winning. I felt it. Somehow, you know, and it happens every so often, where you become in tune. Like, you guys know it. I'm sure a good portion of you guys out there are in tune with this team, with your team. When you follow your team as closely as we all do, you become in tune with them. And I got that good feeling again that they're going to win. Now, it's interesting because I don't want to even think about Sunday, because to me it's one game at a time type of deal. But I do feel like they're going to win today.
I mean, that'd be nice.
And listen, that's it. I mean, by the way, it's it. You don't win, it's over anyway. But I do believe tonight's a victory. I'm hearing that Joe gets named MVP. And that, here we go. Are you getting tipped center? The crowd goes nuts. Now, here's my only concern about that game. Let's go with that premise for a second, all right? Let's talk it out, Junis. Let's play this out. So, Joe's named MVP. The crowd is out of their minds. Joe's over the moon, all right? It's what he's wanted. Everybody's excited. He's playing. He can trust the president. He's playing. They come out gangbusters, right? 27-11 type of thing. It's 44-21 sometime in the second quarter. And I don't know what happens from there. Either they win by 20 or there's like a heat comeback type of thing.
I don't want that. No.
And they survive.
Please, for my sanity, no.
Right? But, like, let's talk it out there. What do you think?
I could see a timeout Miami from Matty Cord.
Yeah.
I could hear that.
Time out Miami.
Love that. Yeah, I mean, and because of all the gamesmanship of Embiid being out, blah, 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 they probably didn't game plan for Embiid. So that might be good.
Oh, the game plan. I think you have to game. Spoelstra's not a guy that's not going to game plan. I think he's operating like Joe's going to play. I don't think it's a game plan situation.
Okay.
Like, you know, listen, the bottom line is that he makes such a huge difference both defensively and offensively.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned it, 90% from the field when guarded by DeAndre Jordan. That's
right.
Done.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Let's get back to the phone lines. Tony Taxi is on the line. TT!
TT here.
What's going on, TT?
Hey, you hear it here first. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to run it down to you. You ready? The Sixers win tonight by 15.
15? All right.
By
I can 15, see it.
They're going to win four in a row. They're going to win four games in
you
a row.
You think so?
I know so.
They roll off four in a row, Tony Taxi.
Four in a row. Guess what I'm saying? And B comes out of the locker room with the Kareem protective goggles on his face. He's going to see a new staple. He's going to wear them the rest of his
career. Well, not goggles. He's going to wear a mask because of the orbital bone.
He's going to have a mask on, but guess what? He's going to drop a Kareem hook tonight. And DeMar Daly is going to...
Phantom of the process, baby.
Right? And DeMar Slipper is going to say, Joel Embiid comes back and leads Sixers back to victory, and they're going to win four in a row. It's all over, baby.
I love that.
You love it?
I love that, Tony Taxi.
Watch. You throw it.
Now, have you been driving at all the last couple of days?
No.
All right.
No more.
You're retired, Tony Taxi.
I'm retired. I'm doing a little something else right now.
Oh, no. Well, you're Tony Crypto.
Yeah, then I'll call you back next week and tell you about my draft picks and what happened with them.
All right.
Tonight it's all about the Sixers. They win by 15.
I like you, Tony Taxi.
Stephen A. Smith, and they're going to win four.
Forget about Stephen A. Forget about that nonsense.
We're four in a row.
That's right. Four in a row. Do it, Tony Taxi. Tony Taxi, tell Tunis what to do.
Play that song, baby.
Thank you, Tony. It's Tony Taxi. I need one more bells to send us around, too, at some point, Tunis.
All right.
You got to get... Because my man, K. Wills, he loves the bells.
Yeah, I mean, they're
I know
great.
Everybody loves the bells.
Up. Get you hyped up.
We got to get hyped up. Dustin, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Dustin.
Hey, Tony.
Dustin. Now, you've been feeling good this whole time. All right.
You're damn right I am.
All right, now.
Dude, play the song. Start me off first.
Oh, you want to start off with the song?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Joe's going to come down the court tonight. He's going to dunk it in fans' face. He's going to throw the MVP trophy in the air. The Sixers win by 12 points. JoJo drops 30 points. And 12 rebounds. And guess what, Ant? We're winning the championship, and I will stick by it.
But listen, we still got Mrs. Kimmel, too. We got you, and we got Mrs. Kimmel. She's a seer.
I would like to have a nice tall glass of beer.
A nice tall glass of beer sounds great right now.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Guess what, Ant? We're going to be flying high. They postponed those bums tonight. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, we did. We said it earlier.
We're winning already, man.
We're winning already. You're right.
Tonight.
The
down
fact that the...
Fraud.
Right.
Oh, it's going down, cuz.
You got it, brother. I love it,
hey,
Dustin.
Tunis, do me a favor. Pause that song for me real quick. Tunis, play the damn song.
Wow, he went double play. I like that, Dustin.
I want to know who you think will win the NBA Finals this year.
Oh, 76ers.
Thank you, Mrs. Kimmel.
76ers, all right.
Why not?
That's a reasonable bet.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mrs. Kimmel. I believe in your powers. Amazing. Everybody. Oh, man, I'm starting to get butterflies, too. It's first time since the series began am I getting I had no butterflies Monday. I just had pain. On Wednesday, I just had pain. But for the first time, I have butterflies, and they're flapping. Yeah. You know what that means?
This is the mic that Dr. Mike put in you when you weren't paying attention. Live listening to your stomach. You thought he was giving you an x-ray?
Yeah, I did.
No, he was...
That freaking Dr. Mike. I love him. Thank God. But, man, he puts you through it. You're all messed up. Dude, I feel it, dude. They're going to win tonight. Then it's a series. Then we got a game on Sunday. What time's the game Sunday? Let's see. Is that 7:30? Sunday, Tunis?
8 o'clock tip.
8 p.m. That should be Sunday afternoon, shouldn't it? Shouldn't that be Sunday afternoon?
You're also a night owl, so I'm sure you're not complaining.
Well, I'm not complaining because moms, you know, it's a 7 p.m. tip.
Is it?
Oh, no, wait. You might be right.
Tonight's 7.
Yeah, no, 8. It's 8 o'clock. You're right. 8 p.m. Sunday night. Oh, they can't ruin Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like that, this is revenge, Father's Day revenge.
We need to bounce back.
We're going to go back. Are you kidding me? That game 4 is on Mother's Day after last year's Father's Day? Oh, my God. The signs are there, guys. Because if they win game 4 after winning tonight 2-2, and all of a sudden, the buttholes are tight in Miami. For those non-existing fans, will they show up? Would they even show up to Game 5, Tunis? They barely show up to Games 1 and 2.
Probably the same amount. So that would be like more home court for the Sixers.
I think you're right.
And if they're tied at 2, I think more Sixers fans travel.
I think there might be more Sixer fans at the FTX Arena. They're the best I heard listening to Tom McGinnis do a thing where he goes, there's FTX Arena. I don't even know what FTX stands for. Oh, it's a crypto exchange. He makes me laugh. Bottom. I need bottom at some point. Always love the bottom.
Have it if you want it now.
You do? I got the Fink coming up, too.
Here comes Harris on a drive. Spinning into Van Fleet, the left corner. It's Danny Green for 3. Bottom. Got it. Cashes it in. Now Joel with it. Down the lane. Goes in on Anobi. Puts it up. Twists and turns. And he's able to get the field goal. Great agility by Joel Embiid in the paint. Maxi down the lane. Maxi cut off. They go to Tobias. 3-point shot. Bottom. So they're covering Maxi well in the paint. And at the foul line, they cut him off. Quick kick out to Tobias, 3-point shot. Sixers to within 1. Wells double teamed out to Tyrese. Maxi inside, no look to shake. To the corner, Niang, 3-point shot, bottom. A triangle passing game with Maxi, Milton, and Niang. By George, he's done it. And the Sixers have tied it.
Need you more for 10 minutes tonight, George.
B-ball ball to Maxi. Maxi break free and a layup. Up and good. Here's Harden on the drive. Nobody stopped him. He got by Van Fleet. Kim Birch wasn't there. A little breakdown, and Harden makes them pay. And with that, they're up by 9. Here's Maxi for 3. He was down there basically by himself, and pull left wing, he pours it in. Here's Harden blocked by Siakam. James gets it back to Embiid for 3 straight away. It's good. Joel Embiid, 5 in a row. Here's Joel through a double. Oh, man! Are you kidding me? Ferocious slam by Embiid, and the throwdown makes it a 62-59 game. A double and a towering slam by JoJo. Tobias with it back to Joel. He fakes and now shoots a fadeaway 3. It's good. A remarkable triple. Joel Embiid puts it up and in. They lob it to Joel. Here comes the double. He goes into the corner. Danny Green shot up. It's good. Danny Green, a triple. He burns his old team. They circle around. It's Joel. He turns. He fires for three. It's good. Embiid. He makes a shot. And the Sixers have taken the lead. Joel Embiid along the far sideline. And the Sixers take the lead. 0.7 to go. Tipped. It goes to OG Anunoby. The Sixers get the victory. The Raptors led by 17. And Doc Rivers fist bumping as the 76ers with Embiid stepping up. Joel Embiid wins the game.
Oh! Oh, Judas, how's that feel, Judas? Doesn't that feel good? Everybody
from Philadelphia. Feels great. That's still good. Warms me up a little bit. Everybody for Philadelphia 76ers.
Here they come. Philadelphia. Oh, Feet! Yo, Feet!
Tunis, how are we today? My brother in basketball scandal.
What are you doing, baby? Today?
Hey, I just got done buying some meats over at the restaurant store, and I'm sitting over here. I need Tunis to get fully on board with us. I don't feel right if Tunis isn't fully on board with us, eh?
Is he? I think he's finally on board.
I don't feel whole. Tunis, we need you tonight. Tunis, we have home court advantage tonight. We have the Embiid coming back tonight. You know them Heat are in those locker rooms scared right now. They know what's about to come to them, man. They know what's coming.
Dude. Tonight. This is it tonight. Listen, this is it. Fink, you know it. You know he's coming back, Fink.
You think Joel Embiid's going to step on that court tonight and he's going to lose? I don't think so. And then we move on to Sunday. Sunday, it's Mother's Day. Aunt. It's also my birthday.
Oh, Fink, happy birthday, Fink!
I'll thank you, man. You think the Sixers are going to lose on my birthday?
No way, Fink.
We're 2-2. We're going back to Miami. And guess what? This series isn't lost until the first home team loses, and that's coming game 7 in Miami with the Heat losing. The Sixers move on. Tunis, I need you to step back from that ledge, my friend.
Oh, yes! I'm nervous, Jonas. I'm nervous, Jonas. Jonas, Jonas, Jonas. It's going to be a monster night tonight.
I mean, that building's going to be rocking tonight.
He's going to win the MVP, and he's going to jump center wearing a mask with the cape. I mean, oh, my God. Can it be, brother? Can it be? Please, Tunis, please. Tunis, Tunis, Tunis. What happened, Tunis, right?
I'm following you, man. Yes.
I know.
If you say it's happening, it's happening.
You're
pulling me out of that.
I am. I got the birdie going, dude. Let's go. G-Mama! G-Mama!
Hey, guys, how are you?
Come on, G-Mama. Bring it to me, G-Mama.
Okay, here it goes, Anthony. I'm calling to say good luck to you boys, and we are going to pray to St. Anthony to find us a win.
I love that.
And we are going to win tonight.
I love it. Tonight. You feel it, T-Mommy. You're psychic.
Wait, hold on. Andrew, I want you to know that Joe is a bump on a bench, and Joe has got to go. Joe has got to go.
Oh, yeah. He's got his eyelids painted.
He's
asleep.
Okay, yeah. No, bring us down. Tell him what to do, G-Mama. Tell him what to do.
Play that song, Andrew.
Thank you, G-Mama. We're not ending on a sour note. Only good things in the universe. Aaron! Please, Aaron!
Joe and
bring it, Aaron. Bring it.
Airy confidence about the night. Joel Embiid, man, gets the MVP, and then he comes and leads us to victory.
Oh, I know. I say, buddy.
I'm ready, and I'm pumped.
This is it. The series is on the line. Life is on the line.
Yes.
Oh, I love you. Aaron, root him in. Matt. Come on, Matt. Matt. No, Matt. Paul. Give me good vibes, Paul.
Anthony.
Paul.
Hey, man, this is my first time calling ever, man. I had to call in just to say, Embiid is not going to let us down. Tonight is our night. Philly don't quit. We don't quit. Play again, song.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Everybody. All right. Stay tuned. The Generals coming up next. Connor and Jen. Everybody, this is it. All right. It's all about tonight. We love you. Root him in tonight. And hopefully we'll have a great Monday. Thanks for hanging. See you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.